The fallout and dissension, maybe, from Monday Night Raw. Rey Mysterio returning to the WWE. And on the hotline tonight, Rene Dupree, it's the Shining Wizards!
The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch or a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Everybody, this is the very boring Jay Lethal, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
Another Tuesday night, another episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, of course, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
We are here, rainy Tuesday night. I threw a half drinking? Is that even a drinking word?
Well, let me ask you a question. When you hucked your soda at that woman's car, was it half drinking?
It was half empty?
You'd be drinking. I'd be drinking.
Kevin bought himself a 12er. I don't know what he thinks he's going to accomplish with
tonight.
But
maybe he's celebrating the fact that he found out he doesn't have diabetes.
I know. I scheduled a doctor's appointment for Monday.
And so, spoiler alert, my shit was nice and girthy at 11 o'clock last week.
How's that a spoiler alert if it happened a week ago?
You hold on. So you had to a poop.
Yes.
A poo.
From like the time I got here last week, like 6:30.
Yes.
And you held it in till 11 p.m.
Well, everybody knows that once you pass that threshold, it kind of goes away for a while and you have to wait for it to come back around again, unless it's critical mass, which fortunately it was.
Critical
not.
Mass?
Yeah. Like, you know when you've got the diarrhea is real bad, and even when you cross your legs and rub your asshole on the floor, you can't keep it in.
What are you, a dog?
You've never heard of that?
I didn't know there was a term for like a science term or like a weather term.
What, critical mass?
Critical mass.
Well, what else would you call it?
Like
after
poopy.
You drop it off, it's a critical mass, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, I've never heard.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's start over.
You want to hear the origins of rubbing your ass on the ground to prevent from shitting?
I've never ever heard.
And
of that.
I didn't know about this until a couple of years ago. And this is my cousin's. Not Dennis. His sister came up with this, and this is brilliant.
So is this scientifically proven to work, or
it's proven. I don't know how much science went into it, but it's proven.
Well, I mean, if dogs do it.
Well, no, dogs do it because they have worms and they can't scratch their assholes, so they rub their, you know.
I thought maybe they were smarter than us and decided to prevent shits by rubbing their ass on the ground.
But don't dogs have glands in their ass, too, that they have to, like, discharge once in a while? Like, sometimes you got to take them to the vet to get them squeezed
and
stuff.
What do I look like, a vet?
Well, you had a dog for, like, your entire childhood.
Yeah, I didn't fucking watch it ass drag across the carpet.
All right, well, good. That means your dog was healthy. It never had worms. So.
I can't say it never did it. I just didn't have the time to watch.
What a great owner Matt was. So no,
no, don't even question my ownership of my dog because I wasn't hawkeyeing to make sure he didn't.
You were like,
butt shuffle across the rug.
Come here, boy. You got any dingles hanging out of your ass? Any worms poking there? Good boy.
Dingles
good
are the worst.
Boy. Dingles are fucking
Jesus.
Awful.
We are already off the tracks. I wanted to catch everybody up from last week because Kevin thinks
I am.
He's, well, you are. Like,
I still think I'm dying. Throwing that out there.
Have you done anything to change?
No.
Wait, can I answer? Yes, he has. He's drinking more.
That's it.
So you've made no, like, you weren't like, oh, maybe.
I made a doctor's appointment.
Okay. I mean, that's a big step in the right direction. You're not on WebMD.
No, I'm off that.
All right, that's good.
Off the WebMD.
Kevin
Scary
was too busy.
Stuff.
Kevin was too busy watching Crackheads out in front of the Brown Bear Pub this
evening. Oh, that was a show.
What are you going to do? I mean, look, they got to play ball, too.
It was unbelievable. He missed every, like, I was at the Brown Bear Pub, home of the best wings in West Orange, and the host of the Dumbfellas podcast on
there
the Shining Wizards Network.
Which Kevin is the executive commissioner
That's
and
right.
host, or whatever you want to call
and
it.
And there was this guy in, like, a Derek Jeter jersey, literally playing basketball with one of those miniature Poland Spring water bottles, but there wasn't water in it. It was either urine or, like, orange juice or ginger ale or something. I'm guessing urine.
Yeah, that would be my
And he would literally go to the double yellow lines in the middle of the street while cars were in motion, and he would just shoot like Kobe, like fade away into the garbage can. Missed every single shot.
Of course he did.
The cops finally showed up, and he made it right when they showed up, and he started walking away.
Wow.
You got, I mean,
we tried, and me and Greg, the owner of the Brown Bear Pub, were like, all right, let's guess that drug. What is he on?
I mean, you got to give him some props for never giving up, John Cena style.
That's it. I mean, when the pressure was on, when the cops showed up, he made it.
That's it.
But if you had to guess, like, would you guess, like, crack, cocaine, meth?
I think it's meth.
Bath salts? Bath and Beyond?
Meth is the big.
Meth is.
It's the new drug.
Yeah, especially. And now, was it pouring when he was outside doing
yeah.
this?
Yeah. He had no care in the world.
That's meth.
Yeah, probably.
No doubt about
I mean,
it.
I didn't have a care in the world either because I stood outside watching him for 20 minutes.
Because a crackhead would have at least been smart enough to, like, get some shelter. You don't want to get the crack
is that a
pipe.
Fact?
You don't want to get the crack pipe wet, do you? I wouldn't.
All right, I
know. Wonder. I can't wait to find out what happened to this guy.
I'd never done crack, so.
Well, I would imagine you wouldn't want to get your pipe wet, regardless, right? Fire, water.
I
want to
get my pipe wet all the time.
Oh, Kevin,
yeah, but he's got fucking cardiovascular
dystrophy. I have critical matter.
Critical mass.
Oh, whatever.
He's got critical mass in his feet.
Oof. That's it.
It's over. He's gonna be the new Kamala.
I was gonna say, so did James Harris. You beat me
I don't know. We'll find out after the old doctor visit.
Okay, so here's the trick. If you really want to know,
we're still on
well,
this.
We don't want to leave people hanging.
Right, fair
otherwise, it's something for next week.
Put a very important topic.
Ahead.
If you start to get the pangs and you are in the middle of, say, playing Mario Kart,
what's
you
the
don't
pangs?
Feel like getting up.
You know
just
you
the shits.
I've never heard that before.
The bubble
the
guts.
Pangs, the rumblings.
I mean, rumblings. Yeah, that makes sense.
Never heard of Boba Ring Me?
No.
That's when your stomach starts going.
I never heard that either. I've never heard of the pangs either, but I get what you
the
meant.
The pangs, the cramps.
I got it.
The non-menstruals.
All right, come on, man.
So you lay on the floor, you know, back completely on the ground, your knees bent, feet down, and you rub your ass back and forth on the floor, and for some proven reason, it will actually dissipate your shit pains for at least 5 minutes.
Proven by who? WebMD?
I tried it. It worked. FFB did it.
How often do you do this?
Not often anymore because I'm not playing Mario Kart and I need to, you know, finish a race. I just raced to the men's room. What?
This is the most bogus thing I've ever heard.
No, try it tonight.
Try it tonight. I'm fine. I don't have any issues.
I don't have any pangs.
When you have some pangs before you go drop the kids off at the pool, give them a little shimmy and a shake, and I guarantee you it'll work. It's not going to stop it forever, but it'll bide you some time.
I don't need to buy. If I'm an adult, if
All
I got to
right,
go,
well,
I got to go.
Look, if you want to try it, fine. If you don't and you want to be a jackass, then go shit.
There's
like
no
person.
Jackassing around. Look, I appreciate the fact that you toughed it out last week so we could start the podcast and you were manning the board and everything, but you're a better man than me because I would have been like, Kevin, you're on your own. I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to go make a mess.
So you were you, what's the term for?
The pangs, the
no,
bubble
no,
guts?
For Is there like a verbiage like you said,
critical mass?
Is there a term for the rubbing of the ass on the?
I don't know.
Why'd you just turn
the stall?
Why'd you just turn in the fucking fat? What is it? What was his name?
Who?
Fat Larry or whatever his name was.
Oh, overweight Larry.
Overweight Larry.
Jesus. Hey guys. Sometimes I eat too much cake. I gotta take a shit.
All
right. When I'm mid slice, I do the shimmy shimmy cocoa pop.
All right. Well, that was a good cameo from Fat Larry.
I gotta go.
All right.
Here goes. Out into the pouring rain.
Oh man.
God gross bless
outside.
Larry.
It's gross outside.
It's really bad.
But
so there's no verbiage for the actual rubbing of the ass on the ground.
No, because it's a made up thing.
What would you call it if you had to pick a name for it? Panging?
The delay.
The delay.
Yes.
All right.
And I would spell it D.
Almost sounds French.
Delay.
I hate him.
Like our guest tonight on The Shining Wizard.
Oh, I thought you were looking for Lucky Pierre to make an appearance.
No, I was not. Matt. I mean, we said it in the hard intro, the soft intro.
Oh, Kevin, you know my favorite casino? Mandalay. Ho, ho, ho. I have to say part.
I thought it'd be man, hurry up.
Oh, man. Lucky Pierre and Overweight Larry. In the first, 11 minutes.
Oof. What was the other one?
Welcome, first-time listeners, to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
What was the other one?
Wolfman Paul Bearer? What the hell was his character?
He was Zombie Macho Man.
There we go. Zombie.
Everyone that I ever tried to do was awful.
It sounded like Vincent Price was doing the impressions.
Yeah, but then I think Kevin got a new one last week when he busted out that Andy Kaufman.
That was a good one. With the
Kevin might have a new gimmick.
Oh my God.
Footless Andy Kaufman.
That's it. We have to wait for that to happen. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Jesus, dude. You
got to listen next week then to find out how Kevin's doctor's appointment went.
That's true.
I better not have to play no Incredible Hulk walking away music while you're telling us.
Well, you wouldn't be able to play that anyway because he wouldn't have any feet. No walking away, no feet.
I get it. If he goes to the doctor Monday and they tell him there's something wrong with his feet, they're not just going to cut him off. That's not how it works. Yeah.
You never know. What if they see those stretches on his ankles and they go, "Good Lord, nurse, cancel my 5 o'clock." And he takes out the chainsaw. Nothing?
What doctor do you go? You know what? All right.
You never been to Dr. Acula?
Is he a pang doctor?
Oh, my God.
We are barreling toward episode 400, ladies and gentlemen.
And at this rate, we'll never have another guest again.
Oh, Rene Dupree is joining us later on, actually in a little while, right? 7:30-ish?
Yes, 7:30.
All right. But you guys want to talk about some Monday Night Raw?
I do want to talk about some Monday Night Raw.
If I had not trained at the wonderful East Coast Pro Wrestling and I was looking to get into professional wrestling, prestigious, world famous, world renowned,
Monster Factor,
I would sign up for the Bellas Training Center. Because them bitches are fucking talented.
Is there a lot of sarcasm there?
Nothing? Nothing?
I don't think it was her fault.
Oh! You don't think?
I don't think it was just a little accident. What do they always say about pro wrestling? This ain't ballet.
But still.
Bella.
The first kick, maybe not. The second kick, yeah, come on, dude. Come on. Mm. Come on.
I don't know.
Nothing? You thought it was okay?
I mean, it happens. People mess up and they botch and they make mistakes. And I'm not in a position to tell somebody what they're doing wrong or what they're doing right. That's I trained point. For 3 hours at a tough enough Jersey All Pro thing 20 years ago.
Gave you enough certification to do a wrestling podcast.
Yes, that's all you need. It's easy to sit here and say she's doing it wrong because we're seeing it, or she made a mistake, or she shouldn't have kicked her in the face because we're watching it on TV. We're not in the heat of the moment. We're not going through the match in our head oh, what's the next move? Who needs to get the tag? What happens next?
Fair enough. And I will grant you this. The first time Liv Morgan. Yes. The first time she put her head down, it's all on her. Because if you're taking a move like that, you've got to keep yourself open. Even if you're selling and dropping forward, you still got to keep yourself open. That being said, after the first one in her face connected and she sort of leaned forward,
You got to kind of hold back on that one, dude.
Yeah, I can't imagine that anyone thought anything else that didn't than she was just selling.
Just how fast it happens, though. If you're Brie Bella and you're in that situation, she ain't her. She's still there. Her, you know,
yeah. And she still gets
it's not
back.
Like she's on the ground. She's still sitting there. She hasn't put up her arms in distress or.
It happened really, really quick.
It's such a bang-bang thing that it's so hard to be like, well, she shouldn't have done this. Well, you're not in that position. You've never been in a wrestling ring. A lot of the, not saying you, I'm just saying a lot of the people, because I guess I was in fucking traffic all day driving around god-awful New Jersey. But I guess this has been a thing all day with people dogpiling on Brie Bella for saying that she fucked up. I don't know. I can't.
Well,
people have come to her defense as well.
No, and fair enough, and I get it, but here's the problem. She had a couple of dives that she kind of screwed up last week, did she not? There was one where one person was out of position, not her fault, but then the second one, dude, if you can't do the dives, don't do the dives. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why they're dogpiling on her, because of what happened last week.
Yeah, but what if it's just a coincidence?
Well, but that's what you have to live with. It is what it is.
I don't see any fault in Brie Bella.
I don't know. I say yay, no fault on the first one, but nay on that second kick. That second kick shouldn't
be. It's just bang, bang, bang.
I get what you're saying. I don't know. I think she should have held back on that second one.
Bella.
Just me.
It was rough to watch. She got KO'd.
Oh, she was out. And here's the best part. The end of the match, which was great that they won 2-on-3, by the way, the rest of the Riot Squad. But what's his name? Michael Cole and his infinite wisdom's going, oh, they brought her back to the locker room while she's on camera on the floor next to the commentator's table. Well, Come on, dude. That's just amateur bullshit.
He could be.
Yeah, but it was right in front of the table, dude.
They could be telling him to say that and not. And the cameraman could be doing a whole different thing.
Okay, you know what? I was mistaken. The table's in the back, but still, they see what we see at home. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Oh, it was rough, dude. Big mistake.
Her getting kicked in the face was rough. That was.
Oh, yeah. So, she's messed up, dude.
I don't know if she was messed up. Oh, no, it's not breaking at all. It's 17 hours ago. But she did suffer like a legit
concussion.
Cussed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I just searched the Bellas on Twitter and trying to see what people are saying. For the most part, it's positive for Brie Bella. People like Peter Rosenberg came to her defense. People like
Tommy
Dreamer
somebody
came to
who's never been in a professional wrestling ring.
Yeah, but I mean,
no one. Here's the thing: it's professional wrestling. Kevin said it before: it's not ballet. No one needs to come to her defense. It's her job. She's a professional. She's been doing it for a long time. Accidents happen. Paige did an interview this week where she didn't blame Sasha Banks for her injury because. It's pro wrestling, and it was a pre-existing injury, and it was just a freak accident.
Wait, she didn't blame Sasha Banks for her injury? What do you mean?
That when Paige got hurt
when he kicked
in that house show.
Oh, okay. Because I know Sasha's on the show on the shelf again, isn't she? Sasha's out hurt, isn't she?
She might be. They replaced her in that stupid mixed match challenge.
Yeah, she got hurt, and then Ember Moon took her spot.
Crap. No, that was Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa got replaced by Ember Moon.
Yeah, somebody else was replacing Sasha. I forget who.
Maybe Alicia Fox? Because Alicia Fox
was
with Jinder Mahal.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Wait, so Sasha Banks was with Jinder Mahal?
I don't know.
Does
I don't
make
know
sense?
Anything
no,
about
no,
the
no,
mixed
no,
match
no,
challenge.
No.
Okay, since we're talking about Raw and we're talking about mixed matches, you know who really impressed me yesterday on Raw? Alicia Fox. She wrestled Nia Jax, your girl. She actually looked like she knew what she was doing.
Well, she's been there for 12 years.
I understand, but the whole knock on Alicia Fox was that she was like one of the hangers on
belly button
like,
models.
Exactly, like not. But dude, man, like I looked at her. You know what she reminded me of? It's like you know when you play Mike Tyson's Punch Out, and you get to Don Flamenco, and he's a little skinny guy, and you're like, oh, he's like
he's
Glass
the first one. Oh no,
he's
not. I'm
like
sorry.
You're like he's like Glass Joe. I could beat him. That's a tough motherfucker. That's who she reminded me of yesterday. She got these skinny little legs, these skinny little arms, but she was beating on Nia Jax like it was nobody's business. That impressed the shit out of me. I was very impressed with Alicia Fox in that match. The shit with Jinder Mahal, not so much. Although, I really enjoyed that match too with Finn Balor.
Good match.
Am I alone in like liking Raw yesterday?
No.
I didn't hate Raw.
I don't think you're alone. They did a lot of interesting things. I think the way they opened up Raw last night, it just, I feel like they're doing such a great job with this Shield versus Braun, Ziggler, Ambrose. Not Ambrose, Jesus.
McIntyre
feud.
I just call him Claymore. That's how I remember his name. I can't remember Drew McIntyre. I just remember Claymore.
All parties involved last night, from the Shield opening up with Roman Reigns cutting his promo saying that, you know, they don't need to prove anything. They have the straps right here. And Ambrose kind of just pacing in the back, obviously not being a champion himself. And then just the way Braun and Ziggles and Claymore came out.
Ziggles.
And
first name basis.
Look at this guy.
And they just pointed out the fact that, you know, Ambrose has achieved so much without the Shield. You know, planting the seeds of doubt.
WWE champion.
Yeah, he won. Did it all without him, right? WWE champion, IC champion.
Probably, well, tag team.
He was a tag champ, and then they replaced him with Jason Jordan.
That's right.
When he got hurt.
But they were tag champs when they were the Shield, weren't they?
Yeah, but
not him. Wasn't it? Oh, it was Rollins.
He was the IC champ.
It was Rollins and Roman. That's
yes,
right.
He was the U.S. champ.
Yep. Well, yeah, U.S. champ at the time. Yeah, you're right.
So I like the direction they're going with this. And then they kind of, what?
It's just weird out of the blue, right? Like, it just seemed like all of a sudden, like, oh, Dean, like, nobody likes you. It's like, really? Like, where did this come from? There was, like, no, like, seed planted. It just seemed like it just, like, hey, we need something for Dean to get pissed off about.
Well, I feel like it fits his character. He's a loose cannon. He doesn't have a championship.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Everything that they were saying fit in perfectly. It was perfect heel buildup to put doubt in his head. It just felt weird. Like, it just kind of, like, came out of nowhere. It was like, wow, this is where they're going to go? I'm intrigued, just a little befuddled, like why they just dropped us in the middle of that.
I think with the history of the Shield.
Okay.
You just got to shake it up.
Shake it up.
He's been gone for so long. He comes back. He's thrown right into this mega feud.
And they cut his hair.
But he doesn't have a championship. He's kind of left out in the cold. And with the promo that Roman Reigns cuts where he says, you know, these speak for themselves holding up the championships and Ambrose doesn't have anything. It's kind of, they're kind of slighting him.
Roman Reigns is a dick. That's why.
Yeah, but Seth Rollins was standing right there.
I thought that was fun as shit. I thought that was really good.
What?
The whole thing that Matt basically just, it's smart storytelling.
No, I enjoy it. I think it's great storytelling. It's just weird that they kind of just dropped us in the middle of this, you know, like, oh, okay, they're going with the jealousy thing.
Well, how,
I mean, why going into the match at Super Showdown, why wouldn't you try to plant the seeds of dissension in your opponent?
I don't know, because do they really need, like, oh, does the Shield really need, like, this self-doubt in order to lose? No. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you're
they're going up against the tag champs and Braun Strowman, like, why would they need a seed of doubt to, like, have to,
if,
like...
But if I'm Braun, Ziggler, and Claymore, like, I would want to do everything I could to make sure that I have every advantage that I possibly can. And if I can plant those doubts in their head where they might not necessarily trust each other, fuck, why wouldn't I do it?
You know what else is weird? All these little interviews in the back where all of a sudden, like, they could sit within a foot of each other and actually talk to each other.
And then I noticed that when they all came back on the stage for Matt's favorite part of the show.
Ugh. Well, Ambrose did do a good job of trying to stay away from them.
Okay. I fast-forwarded through that part a little bit.
Yeah, I can't watch that stuff either. It's depressing and it's not, I don't think it's...
What? Connor's Cure?
Connor's Cure stuff. I get it. I just...
Yeah.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I watch pro wrestling to forget about the everyday bullshit in life. And I understand that they're doing a great service and they're doing it for a cure. But I don't want to see that when I'm watching Monday Night Raw. Just like when I watch a baseball game, I don't want to see the smoking guy who's getting out of the shower. He's got a...
I can't watch those either.
Like, I just want to watch the Mets suck.
People still keep their accents when they have the tracheotomies. Did you notice that? Do you remember the Hispanic guy?
I quit smoking. Yeah, the guy that's on during the Mets
games. Anymore.
The worst. I don't need the commercials on the radio, too.
To me, like, I get that there are certain times where you suspend the characters and they're just humans for something. But, like, when it's, like, something like... I get it when someone passes away and they're all on the stage for 10 bell. Get it. Totally get it. But then, but for something like this, and it's just so blatant, like, they're so close to each other.
Like, in the middle of the show.
Yeah, in the middle of the show, after they just went through all that stuff, it's like, I mean, why bring them out? Why bring the guys out at all? Why do you need to bring all the stars, the superstars out?
Right.
Just to show solidarity.
It's like going to medieval times. Like, you know it's a show. You know the Green Knight and the Red Knight don't really want to kill each other. It's like after the joust, they all, like, get together. Like, they lift the curtain and they're like, having a beer, like, how's Jane doing? I heard she started. Like, I don't want to see that.
And it also completely detracts from the characters of Triple H and Stephanie. And they're going into this major feud with, you know, with whatever, and Triple and Stephanie being that ultra bitch still. It's just like, all right, like, I get it. It's for a month. It's for a good cause. But it's just like, it's every week. It's just like, it's too much.
Look, put it at the beginning. Put it at the end. Put together the clips with, like, people that aren't on Raw, Big Show, Titus O'Neil, people that aren't involved in mega feuds. You're trying to sell me on this Super Showdown show in, like, 9-10 days. You start off with this hot angle with this 3-on-3. Dean Ambrose is, the Shield doesn't respect him. He should join Braun and these guys. And then, like, 45 minutes later, they're all, like, standing on the stage together.
They have 3 hours to fill. And they're doing charitable work, so they're going to let you know that they're doing charitable work. That's the way it works. You know, as noble as it is, you got to put it out there that you're doing it. And you guys did yourself a great disservice by not watching that. Not for the fact that they brought these kids out, not that they gave them championships, not that the crowd was into it, and there were tears. My kid enjoyed the whole segment, by the way. But the best part was the guy from the Hyundai Corporation who donated $200,000 to them. Cut the best promo of the entire night.
All right, let's go back.
The guy
and watch
didn't
that.
Stutter. He didn't stammer. He said everything. He even paused for the crowd and said, "That's all right. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up." That guy worked the crowd like nobody's business. They could have easily signed him to be the next Clarence Mason. That's how good this guy was.
Wow, he was so good. He was the next Clarence.
No, but he
Mason.
Could have been like somebody to talk for somebody
that
else.
That could like, be like a T-shirt. You're so good. You're the next Clarence Mason.
All right. Well, let's work on that.
I get it. I get that they're doing a great service. Don't put the guys that are in a major feud on the stage.
Well, who was on the stage?
Ziggler, Ambrose.
Oh, they were all next to each other?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
like, right, okay. Maybe not like they weren't like shoulder to shoulder, but they were literally.
Wait.
No. Do you even listen when we have a conversation?
Yeah, but I'm going to the next point.
Holy shit.
Dude, really? Listen, here's the point. You have no problem with them being on the stage to help out sick kids, but when they're in the back face to face going, You know, Seth doesn't like you. You know, why don't you punch me instead of sitting here listening to me talk to you and putting thoughts in
that's
your head?
That's a fair point.
Right? Because I feel like...
But they that, support...
But you suspend your disbelief for that because there's still conflict. There's still like...
All right, so why can't they have conflict and help sick kids to, you know, like to try to get better? You know what I'm saying?
No, don't put... The backstage stuff, because now they're trying.
They want to kill each other.
That's
Why
wrestling.
Would they have conversations backstage with each
that's,
other?
But that's been going on for 30 years.
Yeah, you know where it goes on? In the ring, at the barbershop, or the Heartbreak Club, or whatever it used to be called.
Wow, really? The Heartbreak Hotel? How do you, like, disappear from conversations while we're having them?
I didn't
them?
Disappear. I was with you the whole time.
I'm disappearing right now. I need another beer.
All right. Fair enough. And I like the backstage stuff because now Rollins is trying to flip it and saying, you know.
Yeah, I know. But then why didn't Claymore try to take his head off? Like, why would Claymore?
Because maybe because Rollins is now trying to get into his head.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird that these guys backstage, like most of the time when guys see each other like that, they want to kill each other. Instead of playing mind games, like
no,
all
but
of a sudden everybody's Sigmund Freud on the roster.
You have to give more layers to this storyline.
Are they going to bring back Mike Dell to talk to Dean Ambrose?
Maybe.
That would be awesome.
Maybe
actually,
they will.
That would be awesome.
How did you feel about AOP being in the main event?
I was fine with it. I was fine with it.
I kind of was too.
I was super excited for that. I thought it was great.
I mean, what does it mean in the long run? Probably nothing, but it was still pretty cool.
Drake Maverick.
Yeah, but it's AOP's been destroying jobbers, you know, and it put them in a situation where they could showcase their talent. Maybe from a fan standpoint, it looked like, oh, great, AOP's coming out and they're just going to take the L.
No, but here's the thing, though. AOP are big guys, but then they were in the ring with other big guys. It was kind of like, okay. Not so much that they're going to dominate, but, okay, this is where they belong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was, you know, maybe this is their chance to shine and show that they belong there. And maybe them beating Ziggler and McIntyre for the titles isn't that far out of the cards.
Oh my! Speaking of beating those guys for the titles, that match with the Revival was awesome.
I really thought it was going to be you were going to get the Revival winning the title that night.
That would have been sick, dude.
Because really I thought you would get some kind of outside interference from Rollins and Ambrose or Roman Reigns, some kind of involvement.
I'm glad they didn't. That match was everything it needed to be. Even the double teams with the near falls, I was all in with that match.
The Revival's we're finally getting to see what they were so highly touted about in NXT. Now that they're both healthy and they're both up there on the grand stage.
You want to talk about guys who meant something in NXT? Your boy Connor got a win over your boy Chad Gable.
Good. Good for Connor. That's a Connor, all right. That's a Connor I can get behind.
Man.
No, I'm just saying, because I just hate what they're doing with Chad Gable and Bobby Roode.
Why? I'm okay with it.
I get Bobby Roode's like 45 years old, so you can't go nuts with him, but like
here's the funny thing about WWE right now. Like, they always talk like, oh, we're de-emphasizing tag teams. They weren't big on tag teams. But they have a knack of putting two guys together, and it just seems to work. It just really seems to work. Think about it.
It doesn't work.
They put together new. I'm okay with it. What about you?
Stupid.
Gable
and Roode?
Silly. It's stupid.
Hey, they put the bar together, and they became amazing.
Yes, that was my argument last week.
New Day they put together, and that became amazing.
They're both European. Sure. They're all funny.
I don't know.
Gable and Roode, where he's going, that's, he goes, okay, you could say it. And he's like, glorious. I think that's pretty neat.
I don't like the comedy.
You know what it is?
Aspects.
Somebody.
That's why I hate the B team.
Somebody actually gives a shit about glorious other than Bobby Roode. And that's what makes it awesome. Like, Chad Gable's just like, it's glorious. I'm all behind that, dude. Mm. I'm behind
it. All right. Yeah. I don't hate it as much as Kevin hates it.
Well, Kevin also hates Rusev.
Yeah. Do it,
Rusev.
Fair enough.
Rusev
Day. Now, they're not together anymore, right? Sorry, as an aside. Aiden.
From what happened last week on SmackDown, it doesn't seem like they're together anymore.
Oh, boo.
The marriage looks like it's over.
That sucks.
Good for Aiden.
What's he going to do now,
trash bag.
Wow, really? The trash bag? Those are some fight words, Kevin. Yeah.
I don't want to fight Rusev, trust me.
All right, here's a funny aside. Who does Aiden English join next, and what does his song sound like?
Chad Gable and Bobby Roode.
Chad Gable and Bobby Roode. They're together with attitude.
Throw them all together and just throw them out the window.
You're supposed to sing it, though.
I'm singing for you.
Oh, Kevin's a dick.
Kevin does not like Rusev. Or Chad Gable and Bobby Roode as a tag team.
I love Bobby Roode, and I like Chad Gable. I hate this. I'd rather see them put America's Top Team back together. Oh, not America's Top. American Alpha back together.
America's Top Team.
Put Josh Hartnett and Kevin Matthews as a tag team with them.
What else? Bobby Lashley and Elias.
Yeah.
Yeah, the match was very long,
and
it was dull. Although, I was surprised. The crowd was very much behind Bobby Lashley because of Leo Rush at ringside starting the Let's Go Bobby chants. I was a little surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling Leo Rush in that role.
No?
No, sorry.
It aesthetically, like in your eye, it doesn't look right at all, but he's very good in the spot. Like, it looks very bizarre because Bobby Roode is, Bobby Lashley is so much bigger than Leo Rush, so it's a little bizarre. And Leo Rush doesn't really look like he fits in, but I think Leo Rush, when he starts doing his deal, I think he's tremendous.
I don't know, it was my first time seeing it, so maybe it'll grow on me, but I didn't really have high marks for it.
The one you want to see is what they did last week with Leo Rush jumping over Kevin Owens and running down to the ring. And
almost getting killed by Kevin Owens.
So is that his new thing? Like, he just jumps and runs away from everyone?
Well, he was running to Bobby Lashley, his protector.
Is Finlay.
So Bobby
He's the Hornswoggle to Finlay.
Jesus.
That's what he is.
Leo Rush's Hornswoggle. Let me write that down. Jesus.
That's it.
I feel with all this Super Showdown stuff, though, like... like Bobby Lashley, Leo Rush. Like, I'm trying to buy into that, but they keep like plugging like Kevin Owens and Elias against John Cena and Bobby Lashley at Super Showdown.
Yeah.
Nobody... I'm like, can't I just enjoy what I'm watching?
Why does Cena have to be in a tag match? Like, I don't know.
It's a Super House Showdown.
Super Showdown, buddy.
Super House Showdown.
Because the Australians want to see him, mate.
That's right, mate.
They got to save their energy for
we're going to watch it counterclockwise, like.
Well, I read an interesting thing on the Wrestling Observer today.
I wonder if it's the same thing I read. Go ahead.
Is it about the Crown Jewel and how the Saudi Arabian prince wants,
yes, it was the,
wants the Hulkster?
He posted a picture of him. I got no problem with that.
It's only a matter of time.
All day, er day, bring back the Hulkster.
What? You just all day, er day it?
Yes.
Yeah, he really did. That was
all right.
That's what I did.
I didn't see that
coming. It's 2004.
Good. Yeah, all day, er day.
Good for you.
Yeah. Mark Fleek, son.
What?
Yeah.
Are you?
Do you want me to play the Ric Flair drip again?
I actually do.
Woo, on the bitch.
Poof. Wow.
What?
That was rough.
Ric Flair drip.
What's your how do you guys feel about this Baron Corbin character?
Hate him. Substitute teacher was the perfect way to describe him. He's awful.
Agreed.
Do you like him more in this role than the other one where he had like the biker thing?
Hated him both ways.
No.
Really?
I thought he had more potential.
Falling out on Elias too. Two just greasy guys. I don't know. I was getting in with Elias. Now Elias is just like, eh.
So you're not walking with Elias?
No. I'm walking in the opposite direction. If I see him coming the other way, I'm crossing the street.
I think it's just too much of the same. Just gets boring and dull.
Yep.
And that's what it is. It's too much of the same with Elias.
Elias needs to start running because his walking isn't getting him anywhere.
Bop! Bop. Triple H cut a promo on The Undertaker last night.
He said something or other. I don't know.
He did, right? Why is it not in my notes?
Because it wasn't important. Who cares? The big money's going to be at Shawn Michaels' actual like return when he wrestles again.
The big money's in the Crown Jewel?
Yeah, probably. Isn't he wrestling there? Or is that not out
it's
yet?
It's rumored that's going to be a tag match.
All right, fine.
Shawn Michaels will be on Raw next week.
Great.
Based out of Seattle.
Old wonky eye.
Good old Shawn Michaels. The Wrestling Observer reports WWE Raw posts lowest ratings in modern era.
What was the football game?
Steelers and the Bucks.
Yeah, I was watching that last night.
I bet you that didn't even do well in the ratings either.
No, it definitely probably did with the Ryan Fitzpatrick.
The 3 hours were 8 o'clock, 2.49 million viewers. 9 o'clock, 2.28. 10 o'clock, 2.28. The football game did a 12.01 million viewers, and the Big Bang Theory did a 12.92 million.
Oh,
viewers.
Forgot about the old BBT.
It's their last season, too, isn't it?
It is.
Ooh, competition. I got nothing.
So that's a good theory.
Yeah,
on paper, it doesn't look like it was such a great show. But again, the storylines that they're laying out with the Shield and these other guys, whatever we want to call them, Ziggles, Claymore, and Strowman, I love it. And then the way they ended. When the Shield won and Dean Ambrose was outside the ring and it was like, is he going to go with Ziggles and company or is he going to go with the Shield? And eventually he slid back in. He did the whole fist gimmick.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. When you guys watch Raw, how do you partake?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you watch it? Do you watch it live? Do you watch it on the DVR?
I have it recording on the PlayStation View. And I usually start from the beginning so I could fast forward through stuff.
Okay. No, it's weird because I when I can't watch it at night, I will watch it on the DVR on the go because I have that capability. Now, unfortunately, I had to read up as to exactly how the show ended because, you know, the stupid DVR doesn't, you know, exactly capture everything even though you give it a 5-minute overrun.
Okay.
But I just thought this was kind of weird. Like this, let me see if I can find this right. I'll just talk. We're going to call Rene Dupree in just a minute. It's about that time. But as I'm watching this, before it ends, like I caught like Seth Rollins did some move and then he dove out of the ring. And then it just stopped. But I want you to see it because it was kind of creepy with the way it stopped. I'm just kind of filibustering. But Yeah, so if you're going to watch it on the DVR, if you really don't want the shit scared out of you, please add extra time to the recording.
Yes, always. I do it till like 11:15.
Okay, because, yeah, see, this was my problem. I had it at 11:05. Yeah, dude, I don't care what you say. I look at Baron Corbin, and, like, I'm not feeling him. I'm sorry.
No?
I'm just not. Oh, wait, maybe this is not the right one? Yeah, this!
Whoa!
Why do I have a picture of Roman Reigns just pop up at the end of the DVR? Like, what is that?
That means you're done with your episode of Monday Night Raw.
That, dude, that creeped me the fuck out. Because I'm looking down, and I'm like...
That's like subliminal advertising.
Isn't that strange, though? It's just literally a picture of Roman Reigns, like, looking like a douchebag.
He's
like,
the face of the WWE, whether
yeah,
you like it
or not.
That's
a face, all right. Oof.
Like it or not, he's the face, buddy.
Oof. Yeah, so that put nightmares into me as I was watching that today.
Nightmares into you.
Because I'm watching Seth Rollins do the flipsy-doo dive out to the outside, and the match is going to end soon, and got Roman Reigns staring back at me.
And I like that neither one of the AOP guys took the pin, and it was Baron Corbin.
Okay, you see, well, you kind of figured that, right?
Right, well, you never
you
know.
You never, yeah.
I love the new Skype.
I swear.
Oh, wait, it already has the one, so now I have to do this over again.
Oh, Jesus.
We're the kings. We're the kings. We're the kings.
Listen.
Podcast professionalism.
Listen, it's not
it's
professional.
Skype.
It's Skype. This is what Skype did to us. They took away the muting
We're
ability
the kings.
Of this.
Skype's
Kevin's
the king.
Just gonna keep mocking
Skype's
him.
The king of ruining.
You know what? I
podcasts.
Say next week we let Kevin work the board.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming Skype. I changed it.
Beep.
Sounds like a toy like my niece would play with.
I hope I dialed the right number.
So do I.
All right, cool. It's all on you.
Otherwise, it won't be. Cool.
What's the first question going to be?
Hello.
Mr. Rene Dupree. It's the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. How are you, sir?
Good. What's going on, man?
Not much. It's myself, Matt, Kevin, and Tony. We are live talking with the youngest, and I still think you were the youngest. I don't buy that bullshit with the little kid.
Oh, easy.
What?
Oh, you mean Nicholas? You're going to take away Nicholas's moment
with
of
all
glory?
With all due respect, Rene Dupree started wrestling when he was like 12, 13 years old, professionally trained. It's a feather in the cap to be the youngest WWF champion ever, even if, you know, tag team champion.
Yeah, well, you know, records are meant to be broken, and in my case, by a 10-year-old.
Do you and Nicholas have heat? Do you have heat with Nicholas?
Oh, massive heat, dude. Yeah. When that guy is old enough to, you know, get potty trained, I'm going to kick the shit out of him.
There we go. See? I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels. I feel like I was, like, super excited. Like, we're going to Rene Dupree. We're going to have him on the podcast. And I was, like, putting something out on Twitter, and I was, like, youngest tag champion. And then someone was like, no, Nicholas. And I'm like, Nicholas isn't a wrestler. That doesn't count.
I think that was a jab. You know how, like, WWF like to jab at people, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was a jab at me. Well,
do you
whatever.
Get that a lot, though, by the way? Do you get people trolling you about that, that he broke
no,
the record?
No, because I'm not on social media. I have something called a life.
Smartest man in the world.
I bet.
So I don't spend my time listening to podcasts and catching up on wrestling news, you know, so.
Except for the Shining Wizards, right?
Oh, of course.
There it is.
There it is.
Number one on my list.
Yeah. Number one on his list.
It's a very short list.
Very, yeah. Very.
So we're number one. We're also number 1,000.
Yeah. So, Mr. Dupree, it's not on social media. For your fans out there, because you do have fans, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, let's see. I've been hanging around on my couch looking jacked.
That's right. Attaboy.
That doesn't seem hard for you. You're pretty big dude, man.
Thanks, dude. No, I wrestle a lot, but I just keep it on the down low. Like, I don't advertise it all over the world. But I don't know. I've been in Europe. I was in Europe for like 3 months, April to June. And I'm going back in the fall. Actually, next week, I go back for another 2 months. Going to do a tour of the UK. And, yeah, I've done, like, 14 different countries this year. But just, I like being, you know, incognito and have a mystique to myself as opposed to everybody else who just prostitutes themselves all over the internet, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And let me ask you something real quick, because you get a lot of, your name actually gets mentioned quite a bit on podcasts, especially guys like the more well-known wrestling podcasts like Bruce Pritchard and stuff like that. Do you don't you said you mentioned earlier that you don't tend to listen to podcasts or keep up with wrestling?
Fuck no.
But they get Bruce Pritchard thought that you could have been one of the biggest stars like ever, but it just happened too young for you. Do you agree with that sentiment, or do you just think that it was on them not using you to your potential?
I believe they wanted to wait until I reached a certain age. They wanted to keep me around floundering until a certain age, then give me a big push. But I have a thing called impatience. That's one of my defects of character. And I just didn't want to fucking hang around there with, you know, a bunch of cockroaches. Excuse my language, but that's exactly what they are. I said, if you're not going to use me, I'm not going to sit down on my ass and, you know, play with my pecker. So I'm just going to go out. And that's what I did. I'm on my 50th tour of Japan in February, and I don't know.
Tell us about that. Tell us about another Japan tour coming up.
Yeah, I'm going back over for like a smaller company, but I got meetings with the big three. So I'll see what happens, you know.
Let me ask you something. For those of us who are not, like, we know New Japan, obviously. We know, I don't even know who are considered the other two-thirds of the big three in Japan by most wrestling fans and by most people over there or over here.
All Japan and Noah. Right. I mean, DDT is considered one of the bigger ones, but I don't know if they actually pay. and I really don't like their style. I'm not into their, what they, you know, I know it's popular over there, but I think it's a joke. I like All Japan because I worked there before, and I'm really tight with the Noah president. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, man. I really enjoy working over there, but I don't want to be committed to just one place. I enjoy going all over the world. You understand?
So,
I get bored very easily. So 3 months in a different place, part of the world, it's what I'm up to.
I was going
to
ask you next, where do you spend most of your time wrestling? Do you spend most of your time in Japan? Are you North America? Are you Germany? Where has the majority of your wrestling been over these last few years?
Well, since I left WWF, probably Japan. In Japan. But like I said, like this year, I was in Europe for 3 months, and I'm going back to the UK for another 2 months, starting October 1st. And I did tours all over Canada, and I like to try to get back into the States on the independent level. That's why I'm doing this podcast.
Attaboy.
You guys there?
Yeah, we're there. We're here.
So if any promoters are listening to this, I actually do have a Twitter, but I don't run the Twitter because I'm not mature enough.
Really? So who was I talking to?
You were talking to Carl Leduc. He was Paul Leduc's son. He's the one that runs it for me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he's part of FLQ in Quebec. It's a really awesome promotion based out of Montreal.
You've popped up in the States recently. I know you recently worked with Brian Myers and Pat Buck's Creative Pro Wrestling.
I did a couple of shots for those guys. I just got back from Portland, Oregon for NWWA. It's a family that runs it, Dan Closer, a really good dude. I'm going back there in January. But I kind of like to hit the American scene again because it's been years since I've been there, and I got a total different look, and my style is totally different. And I think I'd surprise a lot of the fans in America if they ever saw me again wrestling.
Talk about that. Talk about your change in style and your change in look, because it's a drastically different look than what. I mean, we're the older fans, so maybe like the younger fans at WWE markets who might not remember what Rene Dupree was in his early days. So talk about what led to like the transition, and is this just like just being yourself? Is this just being what you would have been if you never signed with WWE?
Well, I got to WWF when I was like 18, right?
Right.
So I was so fucking young, and then and there you got to play by the rules, and you have to dress a certain way. You can't even have a haircut without asking permission. I mean, God, Jesus Christ, guys! Like, I can't live my life that way. I'm sorry. Like, you hear stories of people, like, walking on eggshells and the scare of their own shadow. Like, I cannot live my life that way. Can you? I mean, I'm sure there's certain jobs that you do that you have to follow the rules. But if I'm being told, you know, how to walk. walk, how to talk, how to dress, or you can't get a tattoo, or you can't dye your hair, or you can't paint your fingernails. And I'm sure they have reasons why, because of dolls and video jazz, but I don't know. I like to be my own boss and create my own destiny. You understand? And with my change of look, back to your question, yeah, I grew my hair out. I got a bunch of tattoos. And as far as my style goes, I hit really hard now. I hit really hard.
I dig the tattoos, man. They're pretty solid.
My parents don't. My parents think it looks like a jailbait, but I don't know. I got an addictive personality, and it started off in my calves, and it went to my forearms, and it went to my back, and then it went to my chest. And I want to get more, like, on my stomach and stuff, and I don't know. I got to hide it from my parents because they live right across the street from me. And, I'm still mama's boy, so.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, man. No, I love my parents, and that's another reason why I don't really want to live in the United States. Because my father's going to be 83 next month. My mother's 65. And family to me means more than anything. And when I was working for WWE, I had to live in the United States. I only got to see him maybe once a year. And that just doesn't cut it for me now, dude. There's no way I'd do that now.
And that makes perfect sense. Being based out of the Canada territory, you might have to live under a rock to know about the PCO, his resurgence. And I know you've worked with PCO for quite some time. Are you surprised that he has just, like, recreated himself and exploded in the wrestling industry in 2018?
No, you should, because he's a hell of a worker. He's one of the best, actually, because we tagged up in England together and did big business over there together. You understand? Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, my phone might die, so if you guys get cut off, I'll have to message you again with a different phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, PCO, no, he deserves it, and he was actually trying to get a job in England when we were tagging together, and he had a pregnant girlfriend over there, and I want to tell you guys this story, but I don't want to make him look bad, and so I'm not going to say it, but let's just say that when he went to that when he went to that dark match, he had to put up some bullshit for some bullshit people. And he deserves to be there. He deserves to be on TV because he could have drawn that company all a shit ton of money. That's all I got to say about that.
There it is.
Yeah, he is doing some unbelievable things.
So now you mentioned your relationship with PCO. Obviously, there's one there. When you were working with WWE, did you have bonds with certain wrestlers? Were you kind of like a loner? Did you keep company?
I'm a loner, 100% loner. I've always been a loner. Always will be a loner. Okay, there's a few acquaintances, but that's it. Because at the time when you're done with that company or done with any company, you don't see these people or hear from again until you're back and booked on another show. Okay, and I realized that from a young age. Now, there's certain people that might have friends that last a lifetime and stuff. Well, I'm not one of them. Right.
So what's that like when you do arrive at one of these shows and you see these people? Do you be cordial, shake their hand, and then just move on? Or?
Yeah, I'm cordial, shake their hand, say hey, and then reminisce about stories from. But when I get home, it's all about my family. You know, I don't talk to anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. When I'm on the road, I'm on the road. When I'm home, I'm home. It's two separate lives. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, again, you can't really doubt that, Matt. Did you have something?
I did have it wasn't so much a wrestling related question, but I know you won Mr. Canada bodybuilding. Was it, when did you decide you wanted to jump into the bodybuilding world?
I always wanted to play some type of sport or do something outside, you know, because I started wrestling when I was like 14, got into business when I was 13, and 2001 my father didn't run because there wasn't, anyway, it's a long story. So I said, well, I'm going to do something that is kind of related to wrestling and it'll help me with my wrestling career, at least as far as a portfolio goes, right? So I decided to compete first at a provincial, which is like a state contest, which I won. And then the following week was the nationals, which I went in there and blew away the competition and won that. And then I qualified to go to the worlds. It was the following year in Spain, but I signed a WWF contract instead.
Talk about that process and how that came about. How at such a young age, you get noticed
and
well, sock. I sent a resume, a package to the office. There was an address. I think it might have been Kevin Kelly at the time. And, you know, tape and promo pictures and stuff. And then then finally I went backstage at a show in my hometown, met with the office there, and then went to a tryout camp 2 months later in Cincinnati. And then I got hired.
To the best of your knowledge, is that how it was then, or did you get lucky?
At that time, it's all who you know, right? Huh? And, I mean, my father was obviously, you know, right, well known in the industry and stuff, and I had the name recognition or whatever, but I also had experience, and I also had a very marketable look. You know, I was 6'3", 260 with a, you know, Mr. Universe type fucking body, and as you all know, Vince McMahon likes his bodies.
Yes, he does.
Vascular. Yeah.
Did you ever get to work out with him?
No, but I did WrestleMania 20, and that week there, I was working out really hard, you know, and dieting really hard, and I was looking really good, like, you know, lean and stuff, and then right out, like, it was a tag team match or whatever we had.
The four-way.
I'm backstage, and I'm, like, doing push-ups and flexing, and then he's staring at me. And he had this look in his eye that freaked me the fuck out. He was, like, licking his lips and shit, and I was like, this guy's a fucking nutcase. Yeah. You guys there?
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. I mean, that sounds about right.
Swear to God, it freaked me the fuck out, bro.
You hear the stories about him, and it doesn't surprise me, because he just seems like he's just a crazy dude.
One thing my father taught me in life, he goes, people who get obsessed with religion and fitness are on a different fucking planet. And that's the goddamn truth in my experience in life.
Now, are you obsessed with the... I'm assuming laying on the couch doesn't give you a body like yours, so I'm guessing you like... Because no, if it does, I look like an Adonis.
Yeah, I used to be hardcore with the, you know, obsessive compulsives with the weight training, to where it's just... But now that I've gotten older and kind of like, I don't get along with the bodybuilders because I used to be one. But I like to keep myself in shape. I like to watch what I eat. And, you know, I like to, when I look at my matches back or photos of my matches, I like to see that look in shape. I don't obsess over it like I did at one point, you know.
All right. That's fair enough. Man, you've done like, it's funny because you looking into your career and getting ready for this interview, it's crazy that you're so young and you've done so much. And I don't know if Kevin and Tony covered this before, but what was the favorite part of your career?
Probably getting to main event Taiwan Stadium with All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Nice.
With Great Muda and Masa Chono. It was sold out. 6,000 or 7,000 people there. It was jam-packed. And working that main event was... But I mean, that's two legends, two former NWA champions, you know what I mean? That was really cool. Getting to work with The Undertaker, that was really cool. Getting to headline a pay-per-view with John Cena was really cool. The paycheck was even cooler. but now, just being my own boss and being able to create my own schedule, work when I want to work, and, you know, that to me is very rewarding, especially, you know, 12 years removed from WWF. I mean, how many guys actually still wrestle 12 years removed and still can get booked 12 years removed? Not very many, you know. And the ones that do, usually, one thing I can say about me is that one time a promoter books me, he'll keep booking me because I'm easy to do business with, I'm not ridiculous, and I do as I'm told. So that's why they keep using me.
Now, when you worked All Japan Pro Wrestling, is there a language barrier over there, or is it kind of just everybody goes by feel?
Yeah, there's a bit of a language barrier, but a lot of the younger guys are like my age, so we got along great, and they all know how to speak English, you know, broken English, but they can still speak English. Yeah, I get along great with those guys. If I ever had friends in wrestling, it's definitely the Japanese boys.
That's awesome. I'd love to go to Japan someday.
I fucking love it.
Do you have a Ribera Steakhouse jacket?
had a couple. I lost one. I think I got one somewhere. I had a couple pair of Ribera of Zubas.
Yes.
Actually, oh, nice. Rarity.
And I gave one to some fucking asshole. I wish I... and the other pair I got somewhere in my closet.
So let me ask you something about that whole like culture over there with the steakhouse. If I'm like, say I go on eBay and I find a Ribera steakhouse jacket and I buy it and I sport it like I'm some sort of big shot. Does that like anger like wrestlers? Is that a strictly a wrestling culture over there, or does like everyone over there have one?
No, I never seen any Japanese boys wear it. I think that was more of a North American thing, where the North Americans would go over, get the jacket, and then bring it over here. Like, yeah, I toured Japan and whatever, right? And that doesn't really happen nowadays, I don't think. I don't think they even give out the jacket. They might. I don't know. No.
Oh. Is the steak any good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the steak's great with the corn soup. The big bowl of rice, and the beer is the best. I love Japanese beer.
We had a buddy that used to bring us Japanese beer all the time. What was
Asahi? Or
I forget. I still have an unopened bottle at in my
Asahi
house.
Sapporo is really popular.
Sapporo, that's it.
Sapporo,
yeah.
I actually went in Hokkaido. That's the northern island where Sapporo is. I actually went to the plant where it's like you tour it and you drink all you can drink and eat ramen noodles till you like throw up.
All right. Well, one of these days I'm going to have to pack myself in one of your bags and we're going to have to go tour the Japanese breweries because I like me some beer.
Yeah, man, I'm leaving in February, dude.
All right, that works.
This is, dude, Renee, you've just lived such an amazing life. Like, I'm having such a great time with this interview. I got to ask you a question. As a young kid, young man, you're brought into WWF. Who pitches you La Resistance? How does that come about? Are you happy with it? Are you happy being paired with Sylvain? Take us through that.
And the whole, I want to know the whole thing with and Rob Conway's inclusion and all that stuff.
Okay. All right. So, I think Pat, before the whole Iraqi war happened, you know, right, the French and all that bullshit became big. And the French didn't want to participate with the Americans, and the Americans got all pissed off or whatever.
Freedom fries.
Yeah. Well, even before that, Pat Patterson is the one who brought in Sly. That's his buddy, okay? And Sly sucked. So Sly needed a partner. So that's why Pat wanted to put him with me, okay? So, but when the whole Iraqi thing happened, it was like, okay, let's get these guys on TV, whether they're ready or not, which we weren't ready, but you just shove them down people's throats because that's what's, it was hot in the media, right? So, but me and Sly did not get along like water and oil. We just could not stand each other. He was a different dude, and I'm a different dude. And he's into, like, different shit than I am, and fashion and all that bullshit. I'm into, like, heavy metal music and, you know, shit like that, right? So that's when Rob Conway came in, because they wanted me to go on my own, and then they brought Conway to tag with Sly, okay? And then I went off to work with John Cena for about 150 days straight. Yeah, where he broke my nose and knocked me out several times with his clotheslines because he's got like a 30-inch arm. that was pretty quick. Sorry, my battery's going to die on my phone, so I want to, you know.
Okay. So did you ever work out with Cena, man? Is he a heavy-duty lifter?
Yeah, man. No, we've been in the gym at the same time, but no. Like I said, I'm a loner. I don't work out with anybody.
Now he didn't look at you like McMahon did, licking his lips and.
I hope not. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I mean, it could be worse. No. Pat Patterson could have been licking his lips.
Maybe you. I don't know. There's a lot of crazy things going on back there, dude.
I can only imagine. What kind of heavy metal are you listening to these days? Because I'm a metalhead, so this is right up my alley.
Okay. I love Slayer. I love Metallica. I love old school Black Sabbath. Ozzy. A little bit of Motorhead here and there. I don't know.
I don't want to sound like a jerk off. Does Slayer even go to Canada?
Of course they do, dude. Did you? I've never been to a live concert, though. I remember one time I wanted Jericho to take me, but the little cocksucker didn't take me, a little prick.
You've never been to a live Slayer concert or just a live concert?
No, I know. I no, I was going to go to Black Sabbath's final concert in Birmingham. Was it last year or the year before? But I had a show I couldn't make it, so I was bummed out over that. The only live concerts I've been to was Rob Zombie, which that one I didn't like. It sucked. And I went to Kid Rock twice, which was really badass. Kid Rock was really awesome.
Yeah, Ozzy's not that great live now.
Well, he's like 100 years old, right?
Yeah, I know. And then when I found out that he throws the water because he pisses himself, like, and that's why he throws the water into the crowd, I was kind of like, oh, I can't.
That's it.
I can't watch this anymore.
Oh, really? He wets himself on stage?
Yeah, like, he's so, like, fucked up from all the drugs and shit that he's been doing forever.
Yeah.
That, like, he does the gimmick where he throws water into the crowd. He has, like, buckets and he dumps it on himself. It's because he pisses himself.
Wow, that's amazing. Long live the Oz, man.
There it is.
Oh, he's never going to die. Him and Keith Richards are going to, like, live forever.
Yeah, man. It's like Get Him to the Greek, the movie. Did you ever watch that?
Absolutely.
Like, British rockers, they don't die. You can't kill them. They just don't die.
They really don't. It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I'm going to move over there so I can have, like, infinite life. I don't die.
Infinite life. Took a video.
Go for it.
Took a video
game.
Yeah,
I'll be, like, 95 still throwing hip tosses and arm drags. Great.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you don't have a lot of friends in the professional wrestling business, but we do have a common friend.
I have to ask
about the Stallion. What's your relationship with the Stallion?
And please.
With the Stallion last weekend. I was going to stay in New York for like 2 weeks with him, but then apparently him and his better half got into an argument, and then I had no place to stay. So we stayed up all night in New York at his bar that he works at. I forget, Mary Carroll's, I think.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, we had a great time, man. He's a great dude. He's Kurt Hawkins, his boy. And I think he runs a promotion now, too. I think I might be going for him maybe next year or something. I think, isn't WrestleMania in your area next year?
What's that?
Yes. Yeah, WrestleMania's at MetLife.
Okay, yeah. So isn't there usually a bunch of shows that happen?
A million.
Okay, well, do any of those promoters listen to your podcast?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
Okay, well, hey, motherfuckers. Book me on one of these fucking WrestleMania weekend shows so I can show you just how fucking great I really am.
I sincerely doubt you'll have a problem.
I gotta walk the walk.
Yeah, I sincerely doubt you'll have a problem getting booked on. There's New York, New Jersey. Every weekend there's a million shows, so that weekend there's going to be probably 2 million.
And I think most of them, they're running all the conventions right in Manhattan this year, too. Well, you know, April.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's funny. You and the Stallion.
Oh, he's great. Great dude. He's like 6'6", 280 now. He's fucking jacked.
He's such an asshole, though. Like, on, like... Like, listen, I love him. Me and him have a love-hate relationship. Him and ask if you next time you talk to him, ask him about Shining Wizards, Kevin. He'll fucking tell you.
Dropping names.
He'll tell you every. But, like, he's the biggest asshole on Facebook. But then when you see him in person, he's, like, the best dude in the world. So it's like.
Yeah. I love the guy.
It's so great. Awesome, man. So.
Well, if you guys are out there, Rene Dupree, he wants to come to the States. Amazing look. The dude's fucking jacked. He's shredded, covered in tattoos. He's like the definition of a fucking the bad boy. And he's got a whole new image he wants to show off to you guys. He's got a Twitter at Real Rene Dupree. His booking information is on there. Book him in the States. Bring him down to the Northeast. Bring him down to the West Coast. He's looking to get out there and crack some skulls and make a few new fans and count that cheddar, baby.
That's it.
Cheddar.
Yeah, kind of cheddar. Hey, man, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on, eh?
No problem.
Thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure. We'll speak soon.
Brother, you guys take care.
All right, thank you, brother. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Rene Dupree.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a great interview. He was awesome.
It was funny. Like, he was very, like, choppy in his statements, but... They were great statements.
Well, it was his phone cutting out, too, a little bit.
No, I didn't mean like that.
That wasn't me. Like, every time I reached forward and it was a pause, like, the two of you looked at me like, what are you touching? I'm like, it's not me. Trust me.
No, I get that. You could tell that he's definitely a loner. And like, we've had guests that talk. He just got to the point, answered the question, moved on.
No, but you know what? he was kind of like when I interviewed Rhino. Like, Rhino was kind of standoffish with me at first, but then even after a few minutes, he's like, okay, this is chill. I can get on with this.
I can't imagine he does many of these, so...
No, he said it. He doesn't even listen to podcasts, yeah. You know? It doesn't seem like he really follows much of anything.
But I'm super, super glad that we had him on. He was hysterical.
And he is my hero because he is not on social media, which is amazing in and of itself.
That's unfortunate. I just sent him a friend request. So.
Oh,
man.
You'll be fine. Somebody runs it.
Oh. Rene Dupree.
Accepted
my friend request.
Could have fooled me because I thought I was talking to him all day yesterday while I was out doing some figure hunting.
Were you asking him if he was making cheddar?
My major wrestling figure podcast merch came.
I saw. Yeah.
And now I guess I was one of the first 100 people to order. I got an autographed little postcard by Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins.
Nice.
Great.
I'm just saying. Tony, I can never fucking see you because you have this TV set up.
I'm hiding from you because I'm ashamed to know you.
Like,
why?
There's nobody else here.
Well, when you talk to Stallion next time, make sure you drop Shining Wizards Kevin.
But listen, I'm not saying drop it to Kurt Hawkins or fucking John Cena. I'm saying drop it to the fucking Stallion. That's not dropping names.
Hey, Rene Dupree, I know you were like a WWF superstar.
Hey,
all,
Rene, did you know that?
Listen.
I'm the king of indie wrestling in the New York scene. I'm the king. I wasn't name dropping. It's Stallion,
well,
for
you
Christ's
know,
sake.
Next time you see Stallion, you're saying Shining Wizards
it's
Kevin.
It's fucking Stallion. It'd be like me saying, hey, fucking to your cousin, tell him you know Shining Wizards Tony.
You just want Stallion to shit on you for mentioning your name to Rene Dupree. That's all that's about. That's all that's about. You got enough air? You want to do a quick round of plugs? And then we'll finish out, do whatever else we got
to
do.
Actually, I dropped your name to the fucking Queen of England.
You were like, bro.
No, because it's funny, because me and Raleigh have that weird fucking stupid relationship.
Yeah, and now Rene Dupree is unfortunately involved in your love-hate relationship.
He's not. He's probably going to forget about it. He's going to have some Sapporo and fucking get drunk and forget it.
Yeah, you know.
Listen to Ozzy while he pees himself, and that's going to be it.
Yeah, you know, those assholes, the podcast. Yeah, that fucking guy made me drop your name.
Listen, he dropped the name first.
Well, I had to ask about the Stallion.
I know. I if you wouldn't, I would have.
Bunch of fucking marks I'm working with over here.
I saw him at WrestlePro last week.
Who, Renee?
Stallion.
Oh.
Oh, you see what I mean?
I don't care.
Renee don't got no stroke.
Bought me a shot at Jameson.
I don't care about the Stallion.
Renee's
Renee, doesn't
but
care
he
about
no
me.
Stallion.
Oh. Love the Stallion.
Holy moly. Holy free holies. Woo. All right.
Do you need plug music?
Do you have something that is not the same stuff?
Not Benny Hill?
No, not really.
All right, I'll find something.
All right.
It's going to be a quick abridged version of plugs.
Nice.
Just because.
Nice lingo.
Just because there's so much I want to talk about. I watched so much stupid wrestling this week.
Okay, we'll get to the plugs.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm finding trying to make it like.
Professional?
Wow.
Getting on my case.
Can I do my Mad Dog impression?
What's your Mad Dog impression?
Back after this.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Brian Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on the social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
You have to wait until I have a theme song to
no,
play,
I was
dude.
Doing that for purposes of editing, stupid, so I could put them in later. How long have we been doing this process now?
That's the first time we've ever done what you just did right there.
Wait, you've never heard me say back after this?
No, but not for the sake of editing later.
Well, then you obviously don't listen to our shows completely, because that's what I've been doing for like the past month and a half.
You randomly insert back
no,
after
I don't
this
randomly,
without actually
I
taking
give the
a break?
Back after this, and then I put in the plugs, and then he gets to his plugs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not what we're doing.
That's what I just did. I gave myself a marker, so when I go back and listen to the
never
timing,
noticed that. I've noticed
because it's seamlessly edited. That's
I've
why.
Noticed you've said back after this, and then you actually played plugs so we can go pee and shit.
Pee and shit.
And pang.
Do you have music yet? What are you doing? You said you have so much to talk about. You
it's
can't
YouTube.
Even find a
There's ads.
Song.
Oh, I'll find them. There we go.
It's going to be some Slayer, isn't it?
No, that's a good idea, though. I should have done that.
That's a terrible idea.
I'm going to piss myself. It's Aussie.
It's actually a pretty genius idea, though, if you think about it.
What, being Aussie?
If you're going to pee yourself, you might as well if there's still a whole bunch of water on it.
Nice. Can I take All it right. down just a hair?
Oh, yeah.
Is this DDP's music?
This is Raven's WCW theme music.
Ah.
I'm going to blow through these plugs real fast just because I have a lot I want to talk about tonight.
Like
WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com, at WrestlePro on Twitter. Friday, October 19th, Brooklyn, New York. Friday, November 9th, Rawway, New Jersey. TJ Wilson, Nasty Boys, Duke Dumpster Drozzy, Zeus, all will be there signing autographs, taking pictures. Joey Janela takes on Super Crazy. Scarlett Bordeaux takes on Kristen Statlander. WrestlePROonline.com. Creator Pro Wrestling, CreatorProWrestling.com, at Creator Pro on Twitter. Sunday, October 28th, Sunday Fun Day in Hicksville, New York. Bear Bronson, Shook Crew, and more. Go to CreatorPro.com. Creator Pro Wrestling, excuse me. Smash Wrestling at Smash Wrestling on Twitter. Smash-Wrestling.com. Check them out for all their upcoming events. Standalone Wrestling at Saw Pro Wrestling on Twitter. StandaloneWrestling.com is the website. As soon as they have some information on their next event, we will announce it here on the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. House of Glory at HOG Wrestling on Twitter. HOGWrestling.net. Extreme Warfare, October 5th at the New York City Arena in Jamaica, New York. Sami Callihan takes on Bully Ray. Go to HOGWrestling.net for all your ticket needs and information. Pro Wrestling Magic at Wrestling Magic on Twitter. WrestlingIsMagic.com, October 13th, Creatures of the Night, the Knights of Columbus in Richfield Park, New Jersey. Battle Club Pro at X Battle Club Pro on Twitter. BattleClubPro.com, their 2-year anniversary show, October 20th, Trial by Combat, the Knights of Columbus in Richfield Park, New Jersey. Darius Carter, Jimmy Havoc, Brody King, Matt McIntosh, Anthony Green, and more. Go to BattleClubPro, BattleClubPro.com for your tickets. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.com, at Capital Wrestling on Twitter. Wrestling Has a Tomorrow, at WHAT Tomorrow on Twitter. WrestlingHasATomorrow.com. Limitless Wrestling, at LW Maine. LimitlessWrestling.com, off their highly successful 3-year anniversary that just took place Friday night. Check them out, LimitlessWrestling.com. The Wrestling Revolver, at PW Revolver on Twitter. ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Tales from the Ring, October 20th in West Des Moines, Iowa. PCO takes on Walter. Jimmy Jacobs takes on JT Dunn. David Starr, Trey Miguel, Rich Swan, OVE, and more. Go to ProWrestlingRevolver.com for all the information. Combat Zone Wrestling, CZWrestling.com, at Combat Zone on the Twitter machine. Innovative Pro, at Innovative Pro _. It only takes 3. Sunday, October 21st, Richfield Park, New Jersey. Bell time, 2 o'clock. Joe Gacy takes on Mark Haskins, Danny Moff, Jimmy Havoc, the Ugly Ducklings, and more. Rise Wrestling, at Rise _Wrestling. Rise is spelled R-Y-S-E. RiseWrestling.com. Saturday, October 6th, The Stronghold, Lamont Furnace, Pennsylvania. XWA, at The Official XWA. TheOfficialXWA.com is the website. Oh God! I just threw up my mouth. Those are the plugs.
Nice. I want this. Oh. You wanted a beverage.
I hammered those out. What's up? You can go get a beverage.
No, you. I'm talking about getting one for you.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, by the way, did you guys happen to see the video of the three dudes getting in the ring, and the one guy stepped over the top Diesel style?
And didn't get.
He sat
there
on the top rope and then fell ass over tea kettle, banged his head on the apron, and fell to the floor.
It was incredible.
Amazing.
It's embarrassing.
It's hilarious. Yo, you can't walk. If you can't step over the top, don't step over the top.
There you go.
What?
I think part of me thinks he did it on purpose.
Oh, come on. For real? They were like champions, dude. The one dude had a belt.
Oh.
They were
all right, first of all,
business.
All right. Yeah. From the video, with all due respect to whatever promotion that was, I wouldn't tell people you were a champion of that promotion.
He wasn't the champ. Somebody getting in the ring with him was a champ.
Oh, well, who cares, man?
Hey, man, that shit means something to somebody.
Look, it's embarrassing no matter which way you cut it.
It is funny.
You fell out of the ring. You tried to step over the top rope like a big shot, and you flipped upside down and ass over tea kettle. You look like a fool.
Okay.
A fool, I tell you.
Hey, let me ask you guys a quick question as a side note.
All right.
There's lots of companies making these like new retro video game, like arcade stand-up machines, you know, like you used to see in the arcade when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Or nay? Like, I totally have wanted one since I was a kid, and I'm thinking about getting one. Would you guys ever entertain, like, maybe the possibility of getting your own arcade machine?
Are you referring to Steve Mack's post?
Well, I saw Facebook? That, but it's been an ongoing trend. Like, there's been tons of companies putting out these machines lately.
Like, do you have just one game, or does it have a bunch of
no,
games
see,
on?
That's the thing. Some of these are so fancy now, they'll have a marquee of one game, but they'll load them up with, like, 50 or 60 games.
I mean, I don't know. I barely play my PlayStation 4 as it is, to be perfectly honest with you.
I get it, but to me, it'd be more like a conversation piece. Like,
so
I don't
wait,
have...
They're producing new cabinets, or they're
yes.
just old cabinets?
No, they're like new cabinets that look just like the old ones. Yeah, they're pretty neat looking, too. And I get, like, some of them they used to have where they used to put, like a computer tower in them, and you could run MAME on them and stuff. But, like, these, like, seem like legit machines, you know?
I'm sorry, run what on them?
MAME.
Train? Oh, MAME.
Yes,
oh,
okay. We run Train on the MAME. Insane in the Membrane. Train on the MAME.
Sounds like some fancy talk there.
That's it. That's it.
So Renee and Sylvain were like oil and water, eh?
Apparently.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, I
got my
didn't
one
see
question
that coming.
In there.
He
all right.
He didn't hold back at all.
Okay, Matt, what else did you watch this week?
I watched it all, bro.
I watched
I mean, we
it
don't
all.
Have to get, we don't have to go through everything in detail.
Oh, can we?
No, because you're going to shit all over everything.
Nope, he's going to rub his ass on the floor so he doesn't shit all over
what
everything.
What I call it, the glide? Glide to the left. Ugh. Glide to the right.
I watched 205 Live.
Yay!
Whoa!
So what they're doing, what they're doing apparently,
yes,
is they're they're doing the show before SmackDown now.
Yes.
Good for them, finally.
And then they're airing it Wednesday nights.
And I guess only certain guys will travel to Raw, like Gulak and Drake. Maverick and Leo. Because Gulak has been on Raw, maybe not last night, but the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
He was part of a lot of those pull-aparts.
Yeah.
With the Braun and the Roman and the Shields.
It's so great that he's been in the middle of those high-profile beatdowns.
But 205 Live, Drew Gulak, once again unsuccessful against Cedric Alexander for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Do you think he's going to get the belt at this point?
Yeah. No. Yeah, they'll put Rich Swann with Mark Henry, and they'll have a feud with Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley, and then Gulak will get the belt.
All right.
Rich Swann's
with TNA.
TNA.
Oh, who's Impact. The other guy? Cedric Alexander is with... No, never mind.
All right.
Keep going.
All right.
So that was your highlight from 205 Live. Awesome
knowledge,
match.
Kevin.
I would go check it out. There's a cool spot where they... Gulak tries to... suplex him over the top rope.
I saw that.
That was fucking cool. Yeah, man. And I don't think I've ever seen that before. I mean, I'm sure it's been done anywhere. Like,
no, probably not.
But I've never seen that before.
Nobody's got the skill to do that, dude. That was awesome.
So that was cool. So that's my highlight from 205 Live. I watched Lucha Underground this week.
Boy, when he said quick, he's talking quick. This
no,
is
no,
awesome.
That's fine.
Yeah,
this
well,
awesome.
If you guys didn't
no,
watch
keep going,
it,
keep going.
If you guys didn't watch it, there's not much to discuss, and we do have news to get to.
Okay, keep going.
So, but I just wanted to hammer this out because there's a couple cool things that happened on Lucha Underground. Tony's favorite wrestler, Marty the Moth.
Marty the Moth.
He beat Dragon Azteca Jr. to win the Gift of the Gods Championship.
Moth always beats dragons. Come on,
okay.
Man.
That's it.
Fucking
it's,
idiots.
It's Moth Dragon's paper.
It's the Mothman Prophecy.
So the Gift of the Gods Championship is it's almost like a Money in the Bank, Tony.
Of course it is.
Okay. So Lucha Underground Championship, Pentagon Dark defeated King Cuerno and Mil Muertes in a three-way dance of destruction.
Fucking Mil.
To retain his title. After the match, our boy
Cueto?
Me, I'm sorry. Yes. Antonio Cueto.
He's
the cousin or the father. It's
first
not Darius
for the Baltimore Orioles.
Became.
Sounds like a baseball name.
It's Johnny Cueto, pitches for the Giants.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So you're just laughing that I totally got it wrong. I was just
no, I laughed because it was funny.
Oh, okay.
But he came out and said that Marty had a good idea last week and the Gift of the Gods Championship could be exchanged for a title match at any time instead of a 1 week in advance. So, boom, right there, Marty the Moth against Pentagon Dark. Marty covers Pentagon immediately, kicks out. Then,
ooh,
the debuting
and Dan?
Chelsea Green shows up.
Woo!
Hits Pentagon Dark with a Canadian destroyer. Marty the Moth gets the cover.
Was she in psycho wife garb?
No, she was just kind of dressed in like black.
Regular gear?
It wasn't like regular.
I'll watch.
So your new Lucha Underground champion, Marty the Moth.
Fucking Marty the Moth.
That's it.
Tony's guy. What, Tony's looking up Marty the Moth?
Yeah, of course.
All right. That's your guy.
Normal looking dude.
Lucha Underground champion. Don't
what?
Sell him short.
What? Lucha!
Really?
What? It's Marty the Moth.
It's Marty the Moth, Tony.
That's him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't have wings.
I think he had an Image comic book back
then. He doesn't have to have wings.
He's a moth. He's got to have fucking wings.
The Killer Bees didn't have wings.
They used to fly. What are you talking about? They used to flap their arms.
What was that? What, were you a turkey? What are you
that
doing?
That was the Red Rooster, dude.
No. When B. Brian Blair used to go to the top, he used to do like this.
That's exercising.
Yeah, those are, what are they?
Fuck you both.
So you don't blow out your shoulders?
So who's this with him? Rosie Perez?
No, that's Melissa Santos, man. Wow, she's the ring announcer.
She's not
Do you
bad.
Not watch Lucha Underground?
I don't have Lucha Underground.
That's Brian Cage's wife, man.
For real? Then why is she with Marty the Moose?
She's the ring announcer.
Then why is this dude rubbing his junk on her? Like,
he's doing the moth, Dick.
Oh, so he does do the flapping.
Yeah, he doesn't have to have wings.
Well, as long as he's in gimmick,
as long as he has Red Bull.
And
why
he's creepy.
Is he rubbing on this girl, dude? I feel like there should be a Brazzers logo behind this image.
That's getting old, too, by the way.
What, the Brazzers logo?
Putting the Brazzers logo behind
is.
Everything.
Okay, like now Elias. Who's this? Mariposa?
Who's
no,
what?
Ivelisse.
Mariposa, that's a derogatory term in Spanish.
That's
No, it says Ivelisse versus Mariposa. Yeah, but
that's
Marty the
Ivelisse right there.
Oh, wait, I don't want to watch a video. Get that out of here.
It means butterfly, but it also kind of it's also a negative connotation or denotation.
I thought that was Maricon.
Oh, that's no, Mariposa is almost the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I remember that from the Jerky Boys.
I remember it because someone told Mariposa. Me in Spanish class, someone told me to call the teacher a Mariposa.
And you did.
And I did.
Because you're an asshole.
It was, remember like when you were in high school, you took Spanish or a language and there were people that took the class and they already spoke the language.
Yeah.
Right.
So easy A, baby. Easy A.
So they tricked me. They've ridden me good. They've ridden me good.
Marty
got
the
tension. He could be my new
favorite. He may surpass Super Porky as my favorite lucha star.
Whoa.
I don't know about that, but it might be close.
Really? Super Porky, huh?
What's wrong with Super Porky? Yeah,
nothing. I'm just saying that's a mighty bold statement there. Yeah.
It'll be.
How do you say that in Spanish?
That worked.
That was actually not bad, Tony.
It worked.
Good recovery there.
Vampiro, what do you say? Not Pierolf. Marty the Moose.
Pierolf.
No, Marty the Moth.
Oh, Marty the Moose is from Vacation.
Marty the Pierolf.
Marty the Moose is from Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No, Marty the Moose is from National Lampoon's Vacation. Marty Moose.
Okay.
Wally World?
Yeah. Wait. So wait, what?
Isn't it Marty the Moose?
What, wouldn't it be Wally?
No, because Wally was the guy that created its name.
Ah, okay, like gotcha,
Disney,
gotcha.
Wally.
I've seen that movie 8 million times. That's it. That I'm doing a brain fart. A brain. That's it. That's my brain farting. That's it. Oh my god! Here we go. We woken the beast.
All right, no, forget it. No, Matt, keep going.
You sure?
You playing Super Porky?
It's Marty the Moose.
Wait, does he press the button? Please let him press the button.
Yeah. He's gonna press it.
All right.
Don't worry, Kev. It's coming. It
now we're watching
it.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
It's Marty the Moose.
I'm going to talk all over it.
Don't.
Sorry, folks. We're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park.
I would have fucking shot him myself.
Sorry.
I would have fucking shot him myself if I was Clark.
We're
going to have
on
so much
moose.
Fun. We're going to be whistling the zippity doo out of our asshole.
What are you doing?
We watch his program. Buy his toys. We go to his movies. He owes us. Doesn't he owe us? Huh? He owes the Griswolds, right? Fucking A, right, he owes us.
There you go, Marty the Moose.
Clark, what are you doing?
Fucking A, right, he owes us. I watched some of the Mae Young Classic.
Puppies! Sorry. You don't remember she used to say that? Who wants to see puppies?
Marty the Moose.
What?
Yes.
Caitlin.
She had Marty the Moose noses when she took her top off.
Marty the Moose knuckles?
Noses. Tits are moose noses. Beaver's moose knuckle.
Wait, what?
You never heard of that?
Yes, I know
when
what that is.
When old lady's got droopy tits, you call them moose noses?
I got him.
That's brilliant.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that.
You never heard of old
in
moose
my
noses?
Life. No. Never heard of the moose noses. Holy boy.
Who was the moose knuckles that we vended that one time?
Mickey Knuckles.
Mickey Knuckles and Shelly. Mickey Knuckles and Shelly Martinez with the moose knuckles.
My gosh!
Oh my god. So I watched the Mae Young Classic. Caitlin defeated Kavita Devi.
Nice. Kavita?
I don't know. She'll go on to the next round to meet the winner of the Mia Yim Allison K match.
I heard that Mia Yim got signed.
She did.
All right. Yeah! But I wonder if Caitlin ends up winning this thing. I haven't watched a second of it, so I can't really. I know it sounds really awful, but I.
Well,
haven't.
Look, this is the first time I've watched it too. So,
but I could see them. I mean, if they want to sign her, I could see her. This is like her. This is like her training
Mia
back
Yim?
into wrestling. No, Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin.
I thought Caitlin got signed again.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Hasn't
she been training with what's his name?
Moose Knuckles.
Puerto Riqueño? What the hell's his name?
Richard Ricardo Rodriguez?
No.
Alberto El Patron.
The guy from ECW. What the fuck was his name?
Chili
Puerto Riqueño?
Yes. He runs the wrestling school down in Florida. I thought he was training with her.
Okay, I don't know.
He was training with him.
But I don't know if she... I haven't read anything that she was signed.
Oh, well.
So.
Sign Caitlin.
Tony Storm defeated Ginny.
Dunkelpool.
So she will face the winner of the Rachel Evers Hiroyo Matsumoto match.
Is my girl Mercedes Martinez still in it?
Is your girl Mercedes Martinez still in it? The answer is yes.
Oh, good.
She beat Ashley Rain.
Of course she did.
In the first round. Shit.
Also known as Madison Rain.
Who also signed with Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Zia Lee. I don't even know if that's the right pronunciation. But she defeated Karen Q. So we have that going on. And Lee moves on to the Sweet 16 to face Deonna Pazuzu. And then your main event, Mi Yim defeated Allison Kay.
Of course she did.
It was the best match of the first round so far.
Mia Yim.
Beautiful.
Or from what I saw. Yes. So that's great. Tomorrow night, there's the final four matches of the first round. And then we'll move on to the Sweet 16, and then the 8, and then the 4, and then the finals.
Yeah, we know how tournaments work.
NXT was also Dynamite.
Yeah,
I wanted to watch NXT.
You can skip everything and go right to the main event of Ricochet versus Pete Dunne. Did you shart?
No, because I glided.
This was for the for the UK Championship. Was this a double title match or no?
It was a champion versus champion match.
Title for title.
Both titles were on the line. Oh, it ended up in a no contest because the Undisputed Era came down at the end. But, man, what a match.
I will watch that. I'll watch that tonight.
Definitely go out of your way to see it. The ending was shit with the Undisputed Era coming down. It just sucked.
But I love the Undisputed Era, so I don't know.
I do, too, but this match was so good.
Can I put out a quick note?
Sure.
WWE has got a sale today on their title belts, and the UK Championship is half price.
So what is that, $300?
$215. Oh. It's pretty cheap. Those belts usually go for like $450.
I have no interest in
that. Oh, I'm just saying, because you're a belt mark, and I figure you got belt some belt mark. Marks to listen out there. You know.
Weirdo.
Well, you're just a belt mark, too. Out.
No, I can't really say anything because I collect action figures, so well, I can't say anything.
There you go. And then, of course, last but not least, Impact Thursday night.
Yeah!
I watched some Impact.
First ever time they were in Mexico City.
Wait. Weren't the Hardys in Mexico defending their expedition of gold?
Yes, but that was their Hardys on their own. The whole Impact show is based out of Mexico City leading into the
pay-per-view. I didn't realize that I know they were in Mexico. I didn't realize that was the first episode, but then I should have realized there were a lot of luchadors on that show.
Yes. A lot of cross promotion there.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
What?
No good?
No. Sorry. I'm just trying to blow I know we're up against the clock tonight.
Don't blow no more smoke in my face, Mr. Downey.
That's good. That was pretty good.
It was good.
Hello, nice to see you.
The main event was Austin Aries against El Texano Jr.
Was El Texano Sr. in his corner?
No.
That sucks.
Aries won the match with a suplex into a DDT. Then Johnny Impact showed up on the screen.
Yeah, but he wasn't really there.
Right, and then Moose and Cross tried to intervene, and Eddie Edwards made his return, and he made the save.
To absolutely no reaction.
I mean, well, Mexico City.
Yeah, why would you do that in Mexico City?
Johnny Impact made... I'd rather them dub in audience noise.
Right?
They should. Why won't they? Because Johnny Impact running down from the crowd, when they assumed he was in the crowd, he runs down from the ramp, nothing.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Fair enough.
So they're cutting all these promos and stuff in English as well? I can't imagine. Like, how does this show go over in Mexico City?
I don't know.
Like, you go to Canada, you can understand. Like, all right, yeah, maybe even in French Canada, but...
Maybe they hook them with the wrestling.
There were a lot of empty seats, though.
That's a bummer.
You can see it.
Was this a poor decision? Was this already booked, like, months ago?
I don't know how far out they booked it. I mean, it's a feather in the cap that they went to Mexico City. But
I didn't notice that. It looked like the Toronto building to me. I didn't notice any difference.
Oh, are they making like their traveling?
I could be way off though, but I didn't notice. I when I was watching it the entire time, I thought it was Toronto.
That's one thing like that the Raw generation has done that I don't care for. Like none of these buildings have a different feel anymore. Like it would have been cool. Like you would have known they were in Mexico if it had a different look to it. You know?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
But that could be on me. Like that could be a Kevin problem.
No, I mean, I trust your judgment. That's, you know, if it looked the same, I don't know.
If it looked the same, it's the same.
I kind of missed that, but anyway, that's just me going off.
OVE beat Aerostar, Hijo del Vikingo, and Laredo Kid.
Wait, Hijo del Vikingo?
Yeah, Vikingo.
Wait, Vikingo's not a made-up Matt, like, Spanish word?
No.
Vikingo's a real...
V-I-K-I-N-G-O.
And Bingo, what's his name?
No, Vikingo is his name of.
V-I-K-I-N-G.
Vikingo? I don't know.
No, I believe you, Vikingo.
Then sooner or later, they'll change his gimmick to the Berserker Row.
Huss.
Abu.
Eli Drake beat Trevor Lee. King defeated Crohn's. Kronos.
How did he do that? A lot of people suffer with Crohn's.
Man, I'm just trying to...
He defeated Crohn's. Maybe we could send him up here and help the Connor kids with the cancer.
Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix defeated Matt Sydal and Rich Swann.
Yeah, because those guys suck.
And this kind of furthered the...
How are you going to beat Mexicans in Mexico?
The third eye gimmick.
Still with that shit?
Yeah, man, that's fucking Matt Sydal's thing.
I know, but...
It's all leading up to the pay-per-view October 14th.
They
down
should put
to
a
glory.
Spell on him where he jerks off a lot and he gets hair on his third eye.
What, didn't OVE? The... Did you mention that? Did I zone out?
No. They attacked the Lucha Brothers and then Brian Cage made the
save?
Yeah. I did not mention that, no.
Oh. No, I thought I...
Because I was losing his attention span. He was punching out and I felt like I was drowning in a pool.
Well, you said Vikingo. I mean, what? And then you said Crohn's. Your pronunciation is terrible.
Well, it's not to be expected.
Unexpected.
Whatever.
It's to be expected.
It's to be expected.
God,
to expect
I'm dying over here, guys.
Yeah, I'm dying.
I'm engaged, bro. I'm in engaged respect. Right here.
So that, in a nutshell, was the week in wrestling I watched.
He's Nick Gage.
That's right. I'm going back to your. I'm going to your email so I can see what else we want to talk.
Okay, good.
Is Joey Janela really hurt?
Yes.
Yes. That I don't. I have not had a chance to check.
Have a not.
Zima.
I have a not.
Smirnoff.
Matt's had one Smirnoff.
Matt, have you? No, I have a not.
What are you gonna do?
Can you
do?
Tie his shoes? No, I have a not.
He's going to leave. He's going to walk out.
No, he's not. He's not leaving.
Smirnoff. Smirnoff.
Smirnoff. Dude. Oh, you.
Stop it!
All right, so Janela.
Oh, Jesus.
Dummy. Yeah.
Titties.
Sad. Because I'm bizarre.
No! What was that one?
That.
No!
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation. Then
he said... Bikini bam.
Oh my god.
Alright, let's get back to news and notes. Holy Jesus Palomino. Woo!
Woo! That's good to know. If I didn't have a heart attack then, I'm probably good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
Cancel that doctor's appointment, Kev.
Woo.
No, what?
Jeez Louise.
I have a lot.
Must you continue to make fun of me?
Come on, that was funny.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
What are you going to do? All righty.
Oh, Jesus.
He's fat!
Oh God!
I turned my mic off.
Turn my mic on.
Oh my God! All right, news and notes. Kevin spelled I yacked.
Kevin, yeah.
Kevin legitimately yacked.
No, I didn't yak. I just spit up the beer I was drinking because Tony, like, I think he could just go right into the news and notes after all that nonsense and not have any reaction.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
I actually listened to that podcast and heard it live.
It was
correct.
Late.
Damn.
It was only, it was like 2 minutes left in the show when they got to that, too.
I finally finished that episode. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Tony.
Holy shit. All right. Are you ready?
Is
everyone reset?
Yeah, we're good.
We're reset?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
All right.
We're sure.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're sure.
All right. Where do you want to go? Janella, did we...
Where do I want to go? Home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, let's start with your boy, Mike Johnson.
I defend him when he's wrong.
Yeah, he reported that Wednesday of last week, Rey Mysterio has officially signed with the WWE and is preparing for a return.
2-year deal.
Yeah.
Yowza.
It's a pretty big deal, coinciding with the new wrestling video game, too, where he's, what, a downloadable character?
They do, like, 6 of those now, don't they? Isn't there, like, a Ric Flair edition? Isn't there, like, a Kurt Angle edition?
Yeah, or there's
like
a bunch of different ones.
Oh, my God, I have the hiccups now.
Holy. So, Tony, how do you feel about Rey Mysterio Jr. coming back?
I thought he was, like, so beat up 5 years ago when he was last in WWE.
It all came from the pop he got at the Royal Rumble.
It's all about the money.
And then the masks will fly off the shelves again.
Of course.
He'll face plant or headbutt kids on his way down to the ring.
But he might be like on a Jericho kind of thing where he only wrestles sporadically. Like not coming and going, but...
I don't think it is.
Like,
I think
he's going to be wrestling like every week on like SmackDown or Raw.
I think so. I think that I mean, maybe not.
I thought it was beat up beyond like, you know, moving.
But that was one of the sticking points in the negotiation is that Ray didn't want the dates. He wanted like a Jericho contract, but they wanted him to do everything. And I think it was a 2-year deal, but at 18 months, he has the option to say that I'm not fulfilling the 2 months or the rest of the 2 years. So it's like a 6-month gap.
Good for him, man. I mean, Ray's a talented hand.
You think they would bring him back and maybe have him do something with 205 Live?
I said that when 205 Live first started.
And he doesn't always have to wrestle. Like, he could be, like, one of the guys that, you know, pops in the training center, like, you know, for a week.
I don't know what the deal is. From everything I gather from Mike Johnson's report is that he's back. He's, like, a full-fledged roster member.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you sent his report in the...
It just says pretty much everything you just said. The WWE wanted him to sign a 3-year deal. He ended up with 2 where he could opt out after 18 months. And he is just getting in shape to come back.
I mean, he was in tremendous shape at the Royal Rumble. But ever since then, he's been wearing the gimmick with the
shirt. He got hurt, too.
Have you seen his tattoos? It literally looks like he's wearing a shirt now.
Everyone's like that now.
No, but he's got like it's like a plain V. He's always had the rosary, but
he's had this. He's had everything on his pecs since his last run in WWE.
Yeah, but that was like what, 6 months ago? No, he didn't have all of that, dude. It looks like he's wearing a shirt now. Legit.
He had Mexico on his stomach.
He had the wings.
Like I think they're wings.
The rosary. But dude, he's completely covered now. It's crazy.
I mean, he's probably gotten more, but he was
yeah, like
pretty
that. It looks like he's wearing a crop top.
He was pretty heavily tatted in his last run with WWE, though.
Don't it look like he's wearing like a bra almost? You don't think?
Yeah, a little bit. I can see where you see that.
Yo, when he gets older and he stops working out, that shit's gonna look weird.
You could say that about 10 million people in this country.
You said that about me.
Well, you're going to look weird when you stop you working go. Out.
All right, look fucking weird. You got to start doing something before you can
I was
stop
trying
it.
To be nice.
Did you think I was going to
hit you? I thought you were going to swing at me.
We kind of mentioned it earlier. Madison Rayne signed a 1-year contract with Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor really pushing their women's division.
Yep,
so yeah.
First Vettis Scott, now Madison Rayne.
Did they sign Vettis Scott?
I have no fucking clue.
All right.
I know that's Matt's favorite, so I wanted to bring her up.
So to dispel Tony's news from last week, the Sun It was announced at NXT TV tapings that Kairi Sane will defend her NXT Women's Championship against Shayna Baszler at Evolution.
Okay.
So there would not be a 20-woman Royal Rumble with the winner facing
it
NXT.
It was a battle royal.
Whatever, dick.
All right.
And the only things announced so far, Alexa Bliss versus Trish, Mickey James versus Lita, and the finals of the Mae Young Classic.
Who wants puppies?
So that whole Melina nonsense has not been...
We have not confirmed it yet. We'll see.
We'll see.
And then Tony can stop going to thesun.uk for his fucking information.
I defend the sun when it's wrong.
Did you see the newest member...
Did you see these nuts?
...of the Impact Hall of Fame?
Yes.
That's a good story to talk about.
Yes, it is.
Because it's... I mean, say what you want about Impact. If they're going to have a Hall of Fame, Abyss deserves to be in it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I got 100%. No problems with that.
He's been there since literally, probably, maybe not literally, but day one-ish. Day one-ish.
He joins the illustrious crew, which includes the Dudleys and Kurt Angle and
Jeff Jarrett.
And Dave Hebner. Or is it Earl Hebner?
It's Earl Hebner.
Is that Dave Hebner? Or is
it's
that
Earl
Dave
Hebner.
All right. Mr. Hebner.
That's it? Jeff Jarrett, Kurt Angle,
yeah.
Dudleys. Sting's not in it?
Maybe Sting? Yeah, I think
didn't
Sting.
They put Sting in?
No, maybe they did. There's not too many people in their Hall of Fame.
They probably had to.
Dean Ambrose is in their Hall of Fame? What are you doing?
Playing Abyss's theme song.
Oh, I saw the A. I assumed Ambrose.
Let's see who's in the Impact Hall of Fame.
The Anarchy A.
I'll go out. It's Jeff Jarrett.
We have six.
Yeah,
Jeff Jarrett.
Christian.
Gail Kim.
Gail Kim's in there?
Yeah, I forgot about Gail Kim.
Wait, Christian's not in there.
Christian's not in it. I can rattle it off right now, probably. It's Jeff Jarrett,
yeah.
Gail Kim, mm-hmm. Kurt Angle, Dudleys.
Earl Hebner,
that's 100%. And probably, did we not say Sting? Is Sting not
Sting.
In it? Is Sting not in it, Matt?
Sting was the first inductee.
That's six.
Yes, Sting in 2012, Kurt Angle 2013. Jeff Jarrett and Earl Hebner in 2015.
Two, wow.
The Dudleys were in 2014. And Gail Kim was 2016. And Abyss was this year.
Gail Kim should be in the WWE. I mean, I don't know if I'm on this rabbit hole. But Gail Kim should be in a WWE Hall of Fame.
Well, she kind of did an Alundra Blaze on her way out, didn't she?
No.
Yeah, she sandbagged a fucking match that she was in.
She came back after that. She had another run after
did
that.
Did she?
Yeah.
No. That was the end of that run.
She was there from 2002 to 2004.
Yeah.
And then she came back from 2008 to 2011.
No, she came back after that, though, didn't she?
No. Don't think so. Maybe.
But no, 2011.
It's been all Impact since 2011.
All right, well, 2011, she sandbagged. She threw herself out of the Battle Royal and just walked to the back, and that was it for her.
Was she hurt?
No.
Let's see.
There's nothing about that?
On the August 1st episode of Raw, Kim participated in a battle royal to determine the number one contender for the Divas Championship. However, shortly after the match began, she eliminated herself. Kim later explained to the WWE... that WWE had instructed her to get eliminated from the match within the first minute, so she decided to just eliminate herself. On August 5th, Kim announced on her Twitter account that she had quit WWE following the incident.
There you go.
Right. Kim later indicated that WWE did not grant her release, but would instead force her to stay with the promotion for the remainder of her contract.
There you go.
All right.
And then she was around until the end of September.
So she went home and banged Robert Irvine a bunch of times and then went back to TNA.
There you go.
Which I would do, too. He's a specimen, that guy.
That's a specimen?
Yes, he is.
Would you rather bang Robert Irvine or Rene Dupree?
Oh, come on now. Rene Dupree would get pissed off if I banged him.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think he would like it.
Yeah, but Rene Dupree's a pretty big specimen, too.
I understand, but if I stood across the room licking my lips, he might, you know, he might say, no, no.
He's not Pepe Le Pew. He's Rene Dupree.
That's my French
Canadian
accent.
You literally
had
just about no accent ever.
No, no.
Yeah, props to Abyss.
Abyss? What, did he get his dick chopped? Congratulations, Abyss.
My God! Abyss is coming into the Hall of Fame.
Who performed the Abyss? Mara Yamaguchi-san?
Oh, we gotta find a moil for Abyss.
Congratulations, Abyss. A moil for Abyss.
Choppy choppy his pee-pee.
If I was a chopping man, choppy chop your pee-pee.
Oh my God.
What, you don't like that?
No, we're doing Fiddler on the Roof?
Fuck yeah, dude.
my God! Ladies and gentlemen,
I chopped up wrist!
Going into the TNA Impact Hall of Fame!
May not great.
And trust me, this will have an impact on him. It's a bris!
Boo!
My!
Oh, boy.
Love the Jews.
Jesus.
A bris. Well, Abyss deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Shit.
Hope he's not on the chopping block.
I'm not a bris.
Hopefully they don't chop choppy choppy his pee-pee.
Oh, boy.
Man, this ceremony was abysmal.
Holy shit.
God damn.
No, but he... Listen, if anyone deserves it, and he's the one of the nicest people in the world. So, shout out to Abris.
My God. Do you have anything else you want to stammer over there, Captain Jack?
Oh, I got plenty.
Don't worry. Let's do it.
Tony Schiavone is set to call the main event of the NWA's 70th anniversary show next month.
Which means something.
And they also revealed that Jim Cornette will be part of the commentary team.
Well, goddamn.
All right.
Goddamn. Now, this is wrestling, motherfucker. NWA, New Attitude. We should bring back the NWA North American Championship, and he should fight Barry Windham on Monday Night Raw. It's going to be great.
Oh, man.
Southern Justice and the Rock and Roll Express. Can't wait. Where's the Heavenly Bodies? WrestlePro. God damn. We go back a little Smoky Mountain Wrestling. We get Mayor Kane dressed up like a Christmas tree. Goddamn, this wrestling.
Well, I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm the mayor.
Go over at Jerry Lawler's Federation, steal the magician Spellbinder.
Oh, man, so much Coca-Cola merchandise. We got diabetes just stepping in this place. Goddamn.
Double cheese, double onions, extra mayo.
God.
Motherfucker.
That's like my favorite thing Bruce Pritchard does.
Oh, he doesn't do it that much anymore.
No, he
either.
Does. He did it on the... I just finished listening to SummerSlam 9.
Yeah, not much, but he really has been staying away from it.
So,
Good
yeah.
God.
That's going down. Tony Schiavone calls the main event. Cornette on the commentary team.
Well, who's Cornette calling it with? They had the whoever...
Schiavone?
No. Yeah, I think...
Schiavone's only calling the main event.
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood's Joe Galli? G-A-L-L-I?
We'll go with that.
So he will be doing play-by-play, and Cornette will be the color guy, and then Tony Schiavone will be calling the championship match. So that's pretty exciting. October 21st.
Against Willie Mack, right?
No.
Oh.
Nick Aldis. Willie Mack is the Ring of Honor.
No. Who's Mack? Who's he fighting?
Cody Rhodes is defending the title against Nick Aldis at the 70th
anniversary. Who's his first defense against?
Cody is defending against Willie Mack this weekend at the Las Vegas TV tapings.
Shit. So they're not even giving Willie Mack the 70th anniversary plug?
You don't know that.
What do you mean?
Anything could happen. What if Willie Mack wins?
Fucking A.
That's a good point.
Matt Riddle made his NXT debut at a house show.
Bro.
He still has his one previous commitment to Progress. So,
well, Progress works with WWE anyway. So,
yeah, but he's part of that big Wembley Arena show where he will face Mark Haskins, which is
the Fraggle Arena
30th. So this weekend,
great.
Joey's hurt. We covered that, right? Joey Janela got hurt in his match against Psychosis.
But he's still being advertised for shows. He hasn't.
Well, he hasn't found out what the situation is. He's hoping he's just on crutches for a little while and he should be good to go.
Yeah, he was really having a hard time walking after that match.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything yet. Also, Jordan Grace got hurt wrestling Tracy Williams.
From a fall.
Hot sauce.
Somewhere.
Yeah, she was jumping off the second rope or something.
Okay. Stop jumping off the ropes.
I thought maybe she had a fall.
Grace?
A fall from Grace.
Sorry.
Pyroth.
Shit on your joke. I'm sorry.
There was a New Japan Pro Wrestling show this past weekend with Tanahashi taking on Okada. It was the first time they had fought each other in 4 years, and it was for Tanahashi's gold briefcase for his shot at Kenny Omega. Tanahashi defeated him in an awesome match. And then afterwards, Jay White came down. He took out Chaos member Yoshihashi and Rocky Romero. If you're looking for another Titus O'Neil, look up Yoshihashi. He fucking slipped and hit his head running the ring, and he busted himself open.
Oh.
He still ran down to the ring, and he still got laid out. So he's doing okay.
Yoshihashi.
If you're looking for something like that.
Hachimachi.
So Jay White attacked everyone, just brought out Gato, who was in Okada's corner for all these years. Gato turned on Okada and helped Jay White beat him up. So some very interesting things going on in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And they have their show in Long Beach coming up. I think it's October 8th.
New York?
No, Long Beach.
California?
California.
No, there's a Long Beach on Long Island, too.
Long Beach, tic tac, grab your gat, watch your back.
Oh, no, it's this Sunday, excuse me.
Sunday, Long Beach!
So that's pretty cool stuff. Friday night, Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor 2018.
That's in Manhattan, isn't it?
No, this is in Las Vegas.
Oh, fuck me.
Final Battle is in New York.
Oh, okay.
So can I run down this card for you guys?
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe we can talk about this a little bit, Tony. I know you're a big Ring of Honor guy.
That's right.
Okay, sure, let's go.
Big ROH fan.
All right, we got a tables match.
I don't care.
Sorry.
That was fucking rude. So rude.
Go ahead.
Tables match.
Yes.
Flip Gordon and Colt Cabana against Bully Ray and Silas Young.
Ooh, I like that team, Bully Ray and Silas Young.
Fuck Bully Ray.
Kenny King takes on Jushin Thunder Liger.
Nice.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
Kenny King, the biggest piece of shit to come out of Ring of Honor.
Chaos takes on the Bullet Club. So Okada, Trent Beretta, Tomohori Ishii, Rocky Romero, and Chucky T take on the Bucks, Cody, Marty Scurll, and Hangman Page.
Fuck.
Ten-man tag action.
Wait a second.
Did you say ten-man tag
action? Oh, never mind.
No, I said ten-man tag action. Okay. The Woman of Honor Championship is on the line as
Vanda Scott.
Sumi Sakai.
Yes.
Takes on Tennille Dashwood.
Oh, I'm feeling new champion.
Yeah, you think so? You think we're going to pull the trigger?
Yeah,
on
I think Sumi Sakai, she doesn't like having titles. She doesn't need them.
Oh, okay.
She can be, here you go.
TV championship.
TV tits, baby. TV tits. Live at Ring of Honor this weekend in Vegas.
Titties.
Punishment Martinez defends against Chris Sabin.
Punishment Martinez going after them tits.
The Briscoes defend their tag
team championships. Kev, not any tits. TV tits.
Love those TV tits.
The Addiction.
There are two knobs on them TV tits.
And
volume and channel, baby.
Ring of Honor World Champion Jay Lethal defends against Will Ospreay.
TV
in the main event.
Tits. God damn, I should name the episode TV Tits.
I will be watching this at some point this weekend.
And hopefully you learn more words to butcher.
And I will be talking about it next week when we have Sizzling Stan Styles in studio.
Wait. Sizzling Stan Styles in studio and you couldn't say TV Tits?
Nope.
It's actually pretty impressive.
I am full of surprises.
Oh, that you are.
You want to talk about surprises next Monday night?
Oh, shit.
The last episode of Monday Night Raw before the Super Showdown.
I thought you were going to say the last episode and stop after
Ronda
that.
Rousey takes on Ruby Riott.
Great.
And Bobby Lashley takes on Kevin Owens.
Yay. You know, it's cool. Ronda Rousey does tributes to two of her favorite people. She dresses up like Roddy Piper, and she puts Cocoa Puffs on her face like Lemmy. Come on. You're laughing. You can laugh into the microphone.
No, I will not do no such thing. We posed a question on Facebook, and I guess we'll end the show with this conversation.
With this.
With this, since I've done nothing but talk for the last 40 minutes, while Tony just mocks me and Kevin makes jokes and you guys just laugh at me and make me feel dumber than I...
Well, this is the news with Matt. I kind of like this segment.
Oh, I have my own segment, like there fake news with Tony.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Got some fake
Well, I watched a lot of wrestling. I don't know how, but I watched a lot of wrestling.
All right, keep going.
Like a lot of wrestling. Our Facebook discussion today, you can follow us on Facebook at Wizards Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, all the same handle.
Now, with the Shining Wizards on Facebook.
No, Wizards Podcast.
If you just go to Facebook and you look for Wizards Podcast, it'll take you right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin brought up a great question. SmackDown quickly approaching their 1,000th.
And I totally had that in mind when I thought of this idea.
Their 1,000th.
My God.
Their 1,000th. 1,000th. Poughkeepsie.
God.
Fuck you.
No, you can't say anything, dude.
Anything. Just did. Eat a dick. Their 1,000th episode. SmackDown is fast approaching.
Great.
We asked, who is the face of SmackDown?
In your face.
In your face.
And a lot of people, there's a lot of good answers. There are a lot of different opinions. So a lot of Eddie Guerrero's, a lot of Kurt Angle's, Benoit's, even some John Cena, Big Show, Brock Lesnar.
It's a lot of them.
There really is. I threw out AJ Styles the last year and a half he's had there.
Right up there.
He's been the face that runs the place.
That's it. Champ that runs the camp.
What do you think, Tony?
Like, who's your, like, just go straight? I mean, SmackDown.
It's tough to really pin down. My first thought was Edge. Just because Edge was first part of the SmackDown 6, and then he had runs after that with, like, the World Championship. But you can also think of Kurt Angle. Like you said, Benoit, Guerrero, maybe even John Cena, because John Cena really honed his Word Life gimmick, challenged The Undertaker, challenged Brock Lesnar. He did a lot of big things on SmackDown.
Well, there's another name you can't leave off the list is The Undertaker.
Oh, The Undertaker, yeah. So I don't really – he's not really synonymous with SmackDown.
I think he is. I think he 100% is. Whenever they did the brand split, like this, I guess maybe the second brand split or whatever it was, Undertaker was SmackDown forever. He never went to Raw.
Fair enough. And he did it, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there were times where he made appearances on Raw, but Undertaker was – definitely 100% SmackDown all the way.
Now, when The Undertaker won the Universal title from Hulk Hogan, was he SmackDown?
SmackDown.
Okay. And that was shortly before they wound up actually like doing separate championships. Because later on in the year, Brock Lesnar won, and then he decided he was staying on SmackDown permanently.
That was before...
No, that was after.
That was after. That was after the X. Once Brock won, like literally, not the next week, the week after, they brought the big gold belt back.
Yeah, because Brock's like, fuck this, I'm staying on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they did that. So, I don't know who, I mean, my thought, if I had to go with one, it would have to be Edge.
I mean, you could even put Rey Mysterio up there.
Yeah,
JBL.
JBL is another name that came up. Even, like, any one of the SmackDown 6.
You know, I've never heard this term before. What are
it was Mysterio and Edge. It was Benoit and Guerrero. And it was Angle and...
Benoit reached his most success on Raw, though.
Fuck, now I got to look this up.
Benoit won the world title as a Raw guy. So I don't put him in there. I mean, he consistently spent probably more time on SmackDown.
Maybe it was Chavo. Oh, Chavo was part of it. Yes. Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. Why does this website have so many pictures?
I mean,
it was Chris Benoit, Edge, Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle, Chavo Guerrero, and I think Rey Mysterio was the other one. Right?
What? That's the SmackDown 6 that has spent the most time on SmackDown?
No, but they were like the face of the, like,
Chavo
for
was,
a long time.
Chavo wasn't the face of anything.
No, dude, Los Guerreros, they were huge on SmackDown.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. But
if you're not cheating, you're not trying. They used to come out in the lowrider.
Yeah, but that was... come on, let's be honest.
Is it kind of, for
Chavo, that was Eddie.
Is it kind of like when there was that moment where SmackDown was better than Raw?
Yeah, it was
is
definitely
Raw.
Oh, God, yeah.
When it was those guys?
Yeah, it was Benoit, Edge, Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle, Chavo Guerrero, and Rey Mysterio.
King Booker.
Those guys could not have bad matches, dude. It was Benoit and Edge. It was Eddie and Chavo, and it was Kurt Angle and Ray. Though that was the breakdown, wasn't it? Or am I wrong with that?
I don't know how Chavo's name is in there,
dude. It was Los Guerreros, dude. Chavo was always a good hand. The problem with Chavo was he was always in Eddie's shadow,
and he also couldn't cut a promo to save his life.
No, you didn't like his Kerwin White work.
That was on Raw.
I thought Kerwin White was on SmackDown.
Raw.
Was it?
Yep. Dolph Ziggler versus Caddy.
Fuck. Chavo Guerrero Jr. Lieutenant Loco.
Ugh. Nah, he's the real MVP. Lieutenant Loco.
Holy shit.
All right, so if I had to pick, it's Edge and Undertaker in my top one.
Oh, who's your one?
One is probably Undertaker.
Okay, Matt?
Edge is so close.
I would say Eddie and AJ.
Really, AJ?
The stuff that they've been doing with AJ Styles, and I mean, he's been in the era that we're in now. What? What are you two fucking dick?
No, I wouldn't have said anything if he didn't look at me.
I was going to say.
What? It was AJ Style. What are you, fucking Nakamura over there? AJ Style.
We have to have Shizuke Nakamura call in again soon.
I just think with the landscape that the WWE is in, with Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey and Roman Reigns all on the Raw brand, that AJ has essentially kept SmackDown afloat. His work with Joe, him beating Jinder for the title, his feud with Kevin Owens, his stuff with Shinsuke. I mean, he's been the champ. It'll be AJ in another Styles. Month. It'll be for the last year, right?
No speak English.
Yeah. Or no, he won in December, right? You think he's going to drop it?
No.
He's got to, right? Doesn't he have to?
No. He's gonna beat down the Samoan submission machine.
Let's see. He's been on SmackDown. Wow, he's got a long Wikipedia.
Of course he does. He's AJ.
He's the longest
Styles.
Reigning WWE champion in SmackDown history.
Really?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, boy.
Ding.
Let's see. All right, come on, research. Let's go.
Shut up.
No.
Dicko. No. Please. My name's Tony, and I say no.
Please mispronounce something else.
Please.
Thank you. Come again.
Please, Eddie.
Please.
You beat me to it. Please,
Eddie. She was playing patty cake.
He's been the SmackDown champion since November of last year. November 7th.
He's got to lose.
So he's had it for 322 plus days.
Maybe the Saudi prince wants him to lose and he won't come back.
This is his second reign.
Is it a Roman reign?
Roman reigns.
Roman reigns.
All right, are we done?
I think that's it.
That's how you end a podcast.
No, this is how we end a podcast. Kevin Garifo, the star of the Dumbfellas, the star of the Shining Wizards. Where can the people see you perform, my friend?
That's a very good question,
Tony.
Oh,
no, you don't have plans.
I have them.
Oh, thank God.
Tomorrow night, Jersey City, New Jersey, 140 North Street, the LITM Bar. I have no idea what that stands for.
Light them.
Ghost Bear Productions. I'll be performing alongside great comedians like Andrew Lee, Laz Vic, Josh Wells, many more. And then the very following night, Thursday night in Jefferson, New Jersey, Tap House 15, Route 15 South, Jefferson, New Jersey. I'll be performing with pretty much all the Dumbfellas, Natty, KP, Rich and Joe, Improv. And then, of course, the lovely Jackie Byrne will also be on that show. So that's going to be – those shows always sell out. So that's gonna
Jackie Byrne's been making a few appearances on the Dumbfellas lately.
Yeah, she's basically one of us now. So.
Great.
Our statistician fan, True Prince of Pro, what?
Statistician. Jesus, can you pack it up? Do you need me to read the rest of the plugs?
The True Prince of Pro, or True Prince of Pro on Twitter. Tony thought of Edge being the face of SmackDown is definitely the way to go. Edge carried the show on his back for years. There was a point where WWE realized how dependable Edge was, so they made him the focal point of SmackDown from like 07 to 2010.
That's thanks, fair. POP. I'm going to call him Pop from now on.
Follow our friend, True Prince of Pro, on the Twitter. He is like a wrestling encyclopedia.
Yes.
Yes?
Or he has access to a very good wrestling encyclopedia.
I think he's a wrestler.
No, he is, of course. And
see,
much
I'm like Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm the one that used to buy at the supermarket for a dollar, but he's like the big shelf that's in the library. He's got all that and then some.
And he's a loyal fan and friend, so... couldn't be happier that he's on this ride with us as we cruise to year number 7 in episode 400.
Well, to the end of year 7.
End of year 7.
I thought it was... No, it would be 7 years, right?
This is the 7th anniversary, so it's the end of the 7th year.
Is it really
the next day we start
years?
The 80s. Oh, yes, indeedy, sir. Jeez. It was Thanksgiving night 2011 when we recorded the first show, and it aired the next Tuesday, which was the 27th.
Wacky wild.
Fucking way, dude.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Wizards Podcast. Follow Kevin on the Twitter machine at Kevin Grifo.
And Instagram at Shining Wizards Kevin.
Follow Tony on Twitter at Big Tony Z.
Yep.
Follow Shining Wizards at Wizards Podcast.
There it is.
Thank you to Renee Dupree. Thank you to Margie for letting us be here tonight. Thank
really?
You to- why not?
Whatever.
What? Have some respect here.
We give props to your wife for letting us heathens be in your house.
Heathens.
Next week, Sizzling Stan Styles will be in studio.
He nails that every time.
Yeah. I'm good with the plugs sometimes. Yeah.
He's got about a 33% success rate.
That's it.
Hey, that's all. I'm a Hall of Famer, bitches.
Let's not go that far.
That's true.
He's a fucking in the national Major League Baseball.
He's batting 330. He's a whole career lifetime batting 330. He's a Hall of Famer.
Stay tuned to the rant. For the rant, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
It's ranty rant.
I had one fucking tropical fruit smearing off ice. And I'm done.
No, good night, everyone. We're going out, Matt. You and me are painting the town red.
We're
going
to paint the town black.
What?
And like we say
like
every
the
week.
Song.
Oh.
See you next Tuesday. Hudla, hudla.
Oh, cunt.
All right. Smooches.
Don't turn me off. Turn my mic on.